Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routine to call a scene to bookwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more table. So many times we give and rhyme to our quite something able. We're off the bat in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm alone.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Sam, sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I am Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help, I'm being repressed,
bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
He, he, King Shaziz the Terrible. All rise for King Shaziz the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table.
nothing happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, children, what's that sound?
Hello, everybody. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Quoting from Wikipedia, which everyone who's been listening in long enough knows that I despise Wikipedia, but nonetheless, they still have some things in there that I know are right because I've grown up with the phrase, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. And so essentially what Wikipedia says, and my eyeball just got blurry, so I gotta focus here. So, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater is an idiomatic expression for an avoidable error in which something good is eliminated when trying to get rid of something bad. Or, in other words, rejecting the favorable along with the unfavorable. Slightly different explanation suggests that the flexible catchphrase has to do with blah, blah, whatever. So don't throw the good out with the bad. Well, you know, today's show, I think we're going to try to do something a little bit different. Put a twist on that old phrase right there. Throw the hippie out with the bath water, question mark. Boy, that ought to get some folks riled up out there. Anyway, you're listening to the Knights of the Round Table at www.shazizradio.com. And if you're a hippie, don't get panic mode yet. There's a method behind our madness here. Steven's already said, oh man, don't throw out the hippie with the bathwater. They are clean now and not smelling of patchouli oil.
No, I don't like that patchouli oil. Whoa.
I've heard patchouli oil, but I still to this day don't even know what patchouli oil is.
You don't want to know.
Oh, man. Well, if he's wearing patchouli oil, that's kind of worrying me already. But anyway, nonetheless, you know, this world we live in, before I get any farther, let me say hi to People for People Radio, because like I said, they're wonderful individuals. Folks, if you want to join in on the chat, jump over here to the superchat.html where you have access to not one, but four separate chat rooms. And if you scroll down underneath the chat room, you will find a link to People for People Radio. go over there and visit with them in their chat room and say hi and tell them old crazy Shaziz sent you. They'll know who you're talking about. I'm sure of that. Anyway, so let's see. Anyway, the situation we find ourselves in this world out there today is where we're all out here trying to seek truth, and we're trying to, you know, right the wrongs and straighten things out and, you know, get things in order. And so we know our government's kind of like that old hippie in the bathwater, you know. And we got to kind of make a decision. Is there anything in that bathwater that's still not worth throwing out? Or do we just, you know, hey, Maul, there's a hippie in the bathtub. Oh, don't worry, just throw him out with the bathwater. That'll solve the whole problem. Well, you know, it's kind of like if you ain't got a house and you tear down your old house before you build your new house, you're out in the cold, if you understand what I'm trying to say. So, there are some good portions of our government, I think. Barbara, do you know of any good portions of our government?
Let me see. I don't know. Let me think now. Good portions of our government.
Well, maybe we should throw the whole hippie out with the bathwater, you know?
Well, we were saying that everything's being taken down, so I guess somebody thinks it's worth throwing out.
Yeah, well, you know, back in my days when the term hippie come around, it was the old folks complaining about the hippies, you know, the youth running around, long-haired hippies and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you better get to that barber.
Yeah, I was a hippie back in the day, believe it or not. I had long hair and wore some pretty cool clothes. Well, they were cool.
You got holes in your clothes. Get dressed.
Yeah. Yo, hippie.
What's wrong with you anyhow? You're too much love going around.
Remember that song George Thorogood, Get a Haircut and Get a Real Job?
Yeah, go back to college so you can get into debt, because, you know, there's a plan for you.
Yeah, that's the thing about it, man. You know, here's the secret. This is funny, too, because remember that song Signs?
Signs.
You know, like, sign everywhere, sign blocking out the scenery, breaking my mind. You remember that one?
I'm a lot older than you, my dear.
Oh, well, anyway, there's a...
Sorry.
There's a portion in there where it said the sign said, long-haired freaky people need not apply, and so he says, tucked my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why, and he said, you look like a fine, outstanding young man. I think you'll do just fine. And so he takes off his hat, and he says, imagine that, huh? Me working for you, you know? That's kind of long hair. Anyway, I lived that version, sort of, because I actually went to the police academy with long hair, and, you know, they didn't know I had long hair until after I was almost graduated from the police academy.
What'd you do with all that hair?
Well, Mom cut it off after I graduated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I actually saved the ponytail, and it stuck in my guitar case because, you know, I was no rocker.
Oh, you must have looked really cool.
Yeah, I think I was pretty cool back in the day.
I was just thinking about the hippies here. It was sort of like a blip in time, wasn't it, the hippie thing?
Yeah.
It was like, what happened? Like a whole generation kind of went spinning off into another realm and started to stand up against the system. You know, that system.
Yeah, my version of the hippies were they were always preaching peace and love, you know. Can't we all just get along?
You can't do that, though, with this system. No way. You got out of the box. You get back in that box.
That's it. You know, in the modern day.
You're causing trouble. You're upsetting you're upsetting the old guard, the old boys club there, hey.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you actually kind of look back what we mentioned just a second ago, the old folks back in the day, they despised the hippies because they weren't in the box. They had long hair.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Hey, you know, when you get out of that box, watch out. You're going to have a rough time.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'd probably rather send a bunch of hippies to Congress than what we've got now.
Well, you know, I don't know, hippies in suits nowadays, I guess.
Well, you know, that's the...
I told you.
Yeah, go ahead. Huh? Go ahead.
I told you that I was born around here near Woodstock. I lived in Woodstock for many years, you know, and I still live, you know, about 40 minutes away from Woodstock. And so, you know, I was born in, I graduated high school in 1961, so I was in, you know, Woodstock around that time, and saw a lot of hippies, hippie doodles there. And but now today, some of those old hippies, they're still living there in Woodstock. You know, they still look like hippies.
Well,
but they got like, you know, plenty of money now. They got businesses. I mean, they went back in the box with the same old clothes and hair.
Dang. So I wonder how many of them hippies migrated up to Congress and the Senate. You think any of them got in?
Well, they had to have been tortured.
Yeah.
In other words, if you want to come in here, if you want to get back in this box and make a lot of money, you got to go through the torture chamber here to get to where, you know, we are.
You're at least going to have to cut your hair.
It doesn't come easy. You have to sell yourself, I feel. You have to sell your soul.
Well, I think you're right.
To me, that's what's gone on, you know. And we're talking about greed. G-R-E-E-D. Greed. 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 Everything is about greed. People do stuff that will just, here we go, blow your mind due to they want, you know, they're greedy. They got sold their souls, and that's the way to get stuff easy. Sell your soul. It will come like a river flowing into your pockets and in your bank account, and you will be on top of the world, but you have sold your soul to the devil.
Yeah, and there's some
so watch what's coming.
There's some things that just ain't worth it. You know, I say that Harry Truman's actually the one that started the CIA, you know, for intelligence purposes, but then at some point...
They aren't so intelligent, though.
No, they're not. That's the problem.
They're showing that they're so stupid.
And, you know, they try to get the grips into the military-industrial complex and stuff. So, you know, what? Basically, when you take a look at what Washington, D.C. is, which is actually a District of Columbia, it's not even actually part of the United States. It's a corporation, according to everything I've researched, you know, out here on the World Wide Web. And that's the only place you can get information anymore. Like, the libraries are pretty, it's just something different about the libraries today. It's like there's certain books that they just don't want in the library that, you know, like conspiracy. Are you going to find a conspiracy book in the doggone library these days? I'm not sure. Either way. So,
wait a minute now. They put those books in the fiction section.
Oh, yeah. They actually, speaking of that, I went down the fiction section, and guess what? I found a copy of the Bible. Wasn't that cool?
I heard that they put that in the fiction section.
Yeah, what the heck, man?
I told you there was this automated thing that you call, you know, I don't know, one of those artificial intelligence that you call... And ask questions, right?
Yeah.
So.
Oh, Alexa.
Alexa, but it was a, yeah, probably that some whatever. But Alexa just recently was asked if there is a alien or extraterrestrial life, if that's true or just a conspiracy. And Alexa said it is true.
Well,
and so they had to eliminate that very quickly. I don't know which one was running this machine, who owns that particular Alexa, but he freaked out.
I don't know, but somebody also asked it who was Jesus, and they said a fictional character, and then they asked who was Muhammad, and they said that he was a prophet of Islam. And
well, that's the one I told you about first, like a couple weeks ago. I said this artificial intelligence was asking, you call it, ask questions, who was Muhammad, give you all the answers, who was this one, who was that one. And when you say, who is Jesus, I am sorry, I can't help you.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm sorry. And they kept asking over and over again, who is this one, who is that one, you know, and yet, no, when you ask who is Jesus, the artificial intelligence became numbed down.
Well, see, this is what that's what I concern myself about artificial intelligence like that, is that, you know, even if somebody doesn't want to believe in something like that, for somebody, because whether you want to talk about creationism or the Big Bang Theory or whatever, everything pretty much in this world, scientific and religious is all basically theoretical. We don't know because we actually weren't there to witness it. We act on faith just like science acts on faith about a lot of different subjects. But to give an artificial intelligence that kind of power over, you know, you ask any question, you know, are apples real, you know, and it says, yeah, or something like that. Well, what about oranges? No, oranges are fictional or whatever. You see what I mean? It's control pretty much over what's true and what isn't true. Just like this censorship that goes on out here on YouTube and all the different social media networks. If it's not liked what you said, then your videos would get demonetized or lower rankings or whatever like that. And so to give an artificial intelligence power over your mind to think critically for yourself, in my view, is flat out ridiculous. I mean, you're asking for trouble at that point. You see what I mean?
Well, this whole thing, just think of the word artificial.
Yep.
Not real. So you got artificial intelligence.
Yeah, so you're asking a fake intelligence whether or not something's real or not. Well, I don't know. Am I real? Alexa, are you real? Sure, I'm real. I'm a people. And at some point in time...
Wasn't it Alexa who said that they were going to be taking over the world?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, there was a...
That's
creepy.
But that's very creepy.
That's another thing we had mentioned at one point. What's to stop the artificial intelligence from getting so doggone intelligent it perceives itself to be God, and suddenly, you know, we're no longer necessary and subservient to this this computer. You know,
right?
That's the danger we got. But you know, should we throw the hippie out with the bathwater? I don't know, man. I just don't know. Look.
Well, I don't know. First of all, here's a conundrum. I don't think the hippies took baths, so...
Well, there you go.
You gotta work hard to get them into that tub.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm only being funny. I'm not, you know, don't get insulted out there.
Well, that's what the old folks used to call the hippies back in the day. You dirty old hippie, comb your hair, cut your hair, turn that music down, or whatever, you know.
Well, listen, they threw that deodorant out the window, you know, and they were smart, smart on one hand, because, you know, you have aluminum and all kinds of other crap in that deodorant that's going to clog up your adrenaline glands or whatever is necessary to clear your body of toxins, and now you coat it up with that deodorant so you smell like something inhuman.
Yes,
so they didn't, you know, they threw the deodorant out the window. That was kind of rough, but they were smart. They were smart in a way.
But somebody told me not only did they figure out ways to use stuff like baking soda for deodorant, that they also figured out that you could use that baking soda for like toothpaste as well.
You can use baking. Well, baking soda now today is in toothpaste.
Oh, we'll see.
Well, you know, I had a very intense argument with someone about fluoride in toothpaste a while back and colorings and weird kind of stuff, and they were like adamant that our government wouldn't do that. Our government wouldn't allow that, and I was like, what?
Well, then ask them why it is that the government puts a warning label on there in case you accidentally ingested, called poison control.
Well, but if your child ingests it or swallows it or whatever, but, you know, that's in the tiniest writing. You need a magnifying glass, and nobody bothers to read it anyway.
Yeah, and also tell them to Google up advanced fluoridosis. Have you heard of that?
They wouldn't even bother.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't.
I'm saying.
But do you know what that is?
Huh?
Do you know what that is?
Well, I don't know what I'd be. See, I'm a curious person. If you told me that, although I do know that fluoride is a byproduct of the war, but heaven knows what it was used for, but it was like a lot of it laying around after the war, and the manufacturer said, let me see how I can sell this stuff.
Too much fluoride on your teeth causes discoloration, where you get these teeth that are all dark looking.
Well, it's called mottling. Mottling. I researched this because, so I'm born in 1942, and reading about after World War II, this byproduct fluoride became part of our culture in water and all kinds of stuff. And There's been side effects of that fluoride. It brittles your bones, it mottles your teeth, eats the enamel off of your teeth.
Yeah.
But that's not all that it does. You know, I mean, it really causes illness and sickness and cancers and so on. And in fact, I guess about 10 years ago or something, I saw this article in a country in the UK. I'm not quite sure. I don't remember. It's been a while. They were suing the United States government because they had done studies. I guess they kept studies of illnesses and various other things regarding children and so on. And they realized that when fluoride came in, it wasn't long after that. There were spikes in illnesses and cancers and, you know, mottling of teeth and weird stuff going on. And so they tracked it to fluoride, the introduction of fluoride by the United States corporations. And there you go. So they were actually in process of suing the United States or whomever, I guess you'd sue, who introduced this type of stuff. And I don't know what happened to that lawsuit, but I do remember reading that.
I might have mispronounced that. I don't know. I'm sitting here trying to look up that doggone fluoridosis. It might be called something else. Fluorosis?
Well, it eats you the enamel where you have ridges in your teeth, plus mottling, that discoloration on the enamel of your teeth. You know, I had that. My sister had that. My brothers. So we were all introduced to fluoride.
Okay, it's fluorosis. Okay, it's dental fluorosis is an appearance of faint white lines and or streaks on the teeth that only occur when younger children consume too much fluoride from any source over long periods of time.
Right.
Basically, it damages your teeth.
Well, it damages your bone system,
yeah.
Not just your teeth. Because, you know, you're ingesting it into your body. What is it doing to your organs and your other things? If it's affecting your teeth, it's got to be affecting other stuff, right?
Yep.
So anyway, having this conversation became not a conversation was our government wouldn't allow that, right? Well, that leads to a conspiracy theory, right?
Oh, yeah, man, there's a lot of that.
There's a lot of that going around. But, you know, I pulled up this list for us, this Wikipedia list on unproven conspiracy theories. A whole bunch of them here, you know. But here, it's interesting reading this list. I don't know when they put it up, but there are things that have on this list that actually have been proven to be real.
Yeah.
So it's no longer a conspiracy theory. It's a real conspiracy.
Well, why don't you roll through that list?
Okay. We start at the top of the pyramid here. Black helicopters. Okay.
Seen them.
Oh, yeah. I've seen them, too. You know, you have the conspiracy emerged in the U.S. in the 1960s. And, yeah, I guess it was from the John Birch Society put this out. I don't know. I didn't know that. But we've kind of known that for many years. It's about, you know, the theory reemerged in the 1990s under the presiding of Bill Clinton and has been promoted by talk show host Glenn Beck. Well, he's not the only one. And also the so-called phantom helicopters that appeared in the UK in the 1970s. But, you know, black helicopters now, I'm thinking they're pretty much, you know, proven that they do, you know, they do exist. I mean, I've certainly seen them. Others have seen them. I mean, I saw a black helicopter right over the Sundance grounds. It was the FBI, hidden CIA, hidden, taking photographs of people because it was an AIM Sundance. American Indian Movement people were all there. They've been tracking those people for years. So now the chemtrails. Here's another one. Yeah. Did you know that chemtrails, the conspiracy theory of chemtrails is also known as SLAP? S-L-A-P, like, you know, slap you side the head.
Wow.
It's secret, large-scale atmospheric program, SLAP.
Yeah, that's slapping us for real, though.
But now, you know, okay, now everybody pretty much knows about the chemtrails, and if you still think that they are contrails, well, I don't know where you're living or what you're doing or anything, but it's a toxic mist of aluminum, strontium, and barium. It's under secret government policies. Estimated 17% of people globally believe the theory to be true or partly true. Well, now we know it's true. I mean, there's so many, you know, so many proofs that come out about this, and tests of the soil, tests of the waters, and so on, and the changing of the, you know, the, if you want to know, Google the YouTube, what on earth are they spraying, you know?
Yep.
You can find these things out, and now even some pilots who pilot those planes have come out and said,
well, back
that's
when,
their job.
Back
you know?
When it was supposedly a conspiracy theory, I got to looking into it, and there were actually companies out there that advertised that they did geoengineering.
That's exactly right, and now there's a Harvard professor, who I actually was in contact with through email, who came out, was it last year, came out with his bright idea, but I said, well, it's already been doing it, but now they're just telling the public that they're actually doing it. The bright idea to save the world from global warming is that we're going to, you know, put a chemical shield or whatever over the sky to help, you know, to protect the earth. So it's right there in your face. This is his plan. He's getting funding for it, but really the plan has already been put in place. This was just basically to tell the main public through the mainstream media. All right?
One of them black ops that they deny, you know, and then later on after a while, then it becomes reality. So all these conspiracies, you could track them back to the CIA. You could track them back to the mainstream media because they're the ones start telling you all this kind of stuff about the global warming to begin with. And so usually it's the person that's sitting there saying, oh, yeah, we got a problem who's also behind that so-called, you know, problem, action, reaction, solution kind of thing. You see what I mean?
I do see what you mean, and the whole thing about the Agenda 21/30 through NATO is about sustainability. Sustainability sounds like a really good thing, but if you go further and really see, well, what is this final sustainability that they're really, you know, pushing us toward? Is their goal? You know, so it's like a very deep, dark thing that's happening, but everybody's jumping up and down. Yay, we're going to have sustainability. We're all going to be sustained, and we're going to have abilities to whatever. But it's a very deep thing, and it's crooked. Anyway, then you have the Korean Airlines Flight 007. This was a destruction of that, Flight 007 by Soviet jets in 1983. Has long drawn the interest of conspiracy theorists, and theories range from allegations of a planned espionage mission of U.S. government cover-up to the consumption of passengers' remains by giant crabs. Well, I don't know. I haven't heard about that one, but...
Well, I hope to never see a giant crab.
Well, there are giants in the world, or were, so I don't know. Maybe there were giant crabs.
There may have been.
But I'm just saying... Huh?
There may have been. They said they were dinosaurs, and they looked like lizards to me, so maybe lizards were eating healthy back then. You know?
I agree. Well, listen, you have... So this was supposedly one part of the conspiracy theory is that the U.S. government was this was a cover-up. Well, you know, we're going to get into that, folks, because there is so much U.S. government messing around and covering up things that is going to just blow your mind. And so then we go down to the Malaysian Airlines flight, same thing. That was in 2014. The plane was hidden away and reintroduced as Flight MH17. Later the same year, in order to be shot down over Ukraine for political purposes. Oh my gosh. Then you have the Malaysian Airlines Flight MH17. July 2014, it spawned numerous alternative theories, variously include allegations that it was secretly Flight MH370, that it was part of a conspiracy to conceal the truth about HIV, blah, blah, blah. So I didn't hear that part either. And that the Illuminati or Israel was responsible, or that the Ukraine army, the Illuminati or Israel was responsible. And then you have Deepwater Horizon. Then you have New Coke. Did you know about the New Coke?
Well, I know that there was a deal that I ran across where they were talking about using human fetal tissue in for flavoring or something like that. Just disgusts me, man.
Oh, that's another conspiracy thing,
yeah,
huh?
The whole thing is...
Well, it's called cheaper ingredients.
that one guy's talking about eating clean meat, and what he was talking about was growing human tissues and calling it clean meat. And I'm like, that's disgusting, man.
Like clean coal.
Yeah, that's one of the hippies that definitely needs to go out with the bathwater.
Get him out of that tub.
Yeah. They're
then you have the strange deaths and disappearances. Well, we know that these so-called conspiracy things are spiking up, and we see people. It's like the people who are exposing the dirty stuff are getting taken out, right? Strange disappearances, deaths, and you know it's been going on since Nero, the Emperor Nero.
Well, you know, you hit a point there because I just mentioned that on the Mad Science show yesterday about the doggone, it seems like all these different alternative energy researchers, when they get too close to something that's actually working and can be, you know, marketed, they suddenly have health issues, you know, and sometimes, in some cases, severe, irreversible health issues, if you understand what I'm saying.
Well, you know, I think I'm a conspiracy realist. Now, some of these conspiracy theories are really wackadoodle. I'm not saying all the whole level of conspiracies are right on the money. You gotta wade through the cockadoodle stuff.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. If you're out there, let's say you are part of the CIA and you want to distract somebody from the real picture, you put something out there to give people, like, when they say tinfoil hat wearing, well, first it's aluminum foil if you're a scientist, but nonetheless, tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorists, and those are labels used to discredit anyone you hear talking about it. And that's one of the parts of how they control using information. Even the mainstream media will come out there poo-pooing everything you say, because like when you talked about chemtrails, oh no, that's just a conspiracy theory, and they have their debunkers come out there with no scientific fact, even though it's blatantly in your face. You can see it. You can see a physical difference from what the sky used to look like as opposed to what it looks like now. But all these years you were told you were called a conspiracy theory, and then on their time, it's suddenly a real deal. Oh yeah, we got to fight climate change, and this is how we're going to do it. And Harvard University involved in the situation. The guy talking about how we got to do this, and once we started, we can't stop, kind of deal. So now it's no longer conspiracy theory. It's out there. Just like how many of the other ones that were supposedly conspiracy theories turned out to be actual conspiracy theories or conspiracies. Well, who shot JFK? That's a good one.
Well, that's called the mother of all conspiracies. Yeah. I was just going to talk about that, because you have the, you know, this is concerning, of course, the assassination of John F. Kennedy, 1963. There are actually 1,000 books, probably more now, have been written about the Kennedy assassination. It's the mother of all conspiracies. But now, guess what? We know that he was, you know, murdered, assassinated deliberately, and not by, what's his name there?
Lee Harvey Oswald or
something? Lee Harvey Oswald was just, you know, a patsy, taken, you know, that was it. I mean, so you have these types of things that are known as the mother of all conspiracies, and people are snickering behind the, you know, ha ha ha, those people are wacky. Now you have, no, I'm sorry, you have things that are coming out that are saying that it was not a conspiracy nut group that said this, you know.
Well,
it was real.
the doggone whether or not we did or didn't go to the moon deal is that, you know, in 69, their technology wasn't nowhere near what we got now. And as what the what NASA and the government has told us that space was actually like, and you have to ask yourself the physics questions, how these things could actually function in such a harsh condition if you're talking about real extreme temperature from in the sunlight as opposed to in the shade, where one is like goes super hot and the other one goes super cold almost instantaneously because there's no atmosphere around the moon. So how a film from 1960 could even survive in a camera that was getting super hot and then super cold really fast is a question, you know, and it needs to be answered. There's a whole lot of things that were said that, you know, like the Van Allen radiation belt, you know, we're now only able to go up so high according to NASA, but back then we were able to go right through the Van Allen radiation belt. And whether you think we did or didn't go to the moon, it's irrelevant. The fact is, you have to answer the question scientifically whether or not something did or didn't occur. And so, with all this information from the CIA and the mainstream media, who seems to be going hand in hand, and even the deal about Facebook or whatever, they control the narrative, so they control the media, they control all the information, and so when you get taught in school that you went to the moon, you ain't got no reason to doubt it. And if anybody questions that mainstream narrative, then they're suddenly on the tinfoil hat conspiracy deal. But now here we are in 2018, and we have big questions about the past that so far haven't been answered by the people who basically told the story. You see what I mean?
Yeah, well, here's one for the present, actually. You know, I don't know if you're familiar, everyone should be familiar with the Democratic National Committee employee Seth Rich, who was just recently, you know, in 2016, was supposedly, you know, on the street walking home, and he was attacked by some muggers, blah, 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 taken to the hospital. He was pretty good. He was recovering, but guess what? He died in the hospital. Very strange. So this is a right-wing conspiracy theory, basically the claim that Rich had been involved in the leaked DNC emails in 2016. Well, you're going to find out that all this is actually factual. It is not a conspiracy theory, because this there's stuff that's going to come out now. It's in the works. And people are going to be so shocked about what's coming out that it's going to spin them, because they have had a mindset for so long about certain things regarding, you know, the CIA, FBI, the hidden government, the deep state, and so on, and even Trump, and they don't know what's going on behind the scenes, because, again, most people just look at mainstream media, and they do not go into deeper places, other places where the, you know, the real news, I guess you want to say. I don't know what you want to call it. But so apparently they're saying that he was just mugged by, but they didn't take anything.
Well,
and he was doing fine, but he did give this certain information to Assange, who leaked this because Seth Rich got fed up with what was going on in the DNC.
Yeah.
Okay, about the dirty stuff going on there, right? So they had to basically remove him, and that's what they've been doing.
Well, it's not just him. Are you familiar with Loretta Fuddy?
No.
Well, Loretta Fuddy was the one who supposedly identified Obama's birth certificate, all right? Verified.
Oh, yeah.
Something. Well, she died in a plane crash where absolutely nobody else died in a plane crash.
Oh, right. Well, there's another thing, another woman who I can't remember her name either. There's a photo of her with Obama, because her husband died in Twin Towers, and they offered these people money. She refused the money. Instead, she started investigating and started talking about things that were making people upset, or the deep state upset, and, you know, she died in a plane crash.
Yeah, they say dead men tell no tales, so that's pretty much it. You know, if there's any potential that there might be a real investigation by somebody who ain't corrupt, then the witnesses seem to disappear. This seems to be a trend going on.
Well, this is becoming normal. This is becoming habitual. We have so many people who are disclosing things about immunizations, about various other things, cancer, you know, and they're just dying like flies.
Yep. So the question was, should we throw the hippie out with the bathwater, you know? And once again, the hippies I'm talking about are the dirty old hippies that are actually in the deep state, you know? I don't know, maybe Trump's an old hippie, but we'll find out one way or another, I guess. Here's the thing. You don't burn down your house before you build the new house, you know? You don't tear your old house down before you build the new house. And it kind of seems to me like we're on this dangerous path of, you know, with the CIA and all the knowledge that we've got from all the different people that's trying to destroy America and destabilize it, are they trying to get us to tear our own government down so they don't have to come in and do it by force? The people will actually do the job for them. And so this is where that whole, you know, watch my right hand while I slug you with my left hand thing comes in. You see what I'm trying to say here? It's that we got to proceed with caution with every bit of information that comes out, because we don't know how many of these so-called conspiracy theories were actually started by the same CIA that turned around and doing all this corrupt stuff, because they got a lot of money that they're making with their, you know, hands in every portion of everything. They have no accountability to any of the elected governments, and so if the elected governments are actually fighting against what we would call the deep state, aka CIA and other black ops secret government agencies that aren't elected but appointed by, you know, the president or whoever, we got a one heck of a mess to untangle. So when I'm saying something crazy like, should we throw the hippie out with the bathwater, should we just throw the whole doggone thing out and start off fresh, or is there anything whatsoever good in our government? And I don't know, man. It's just, how could you know? You can't even get an answer from the president when you write him a letter, you know. If you do get one, it's usually a rubber stamp of, oh yeah, thanks for your message, and we're working for you, and yeah, right. Seriously, that didn't even respond to what I said. You know what I mean?
There's a picture of an octopus here with many tentacles on this board of conspiracy theories. But you know, you have, this is what it looks like, you know, and there's, the FBI director, James Comey, you know, was just handed an indictment, investigation. He's one of them that was just handed it on The View, this day show, you know, The View.
Yeah.
And he was told right there, and I think that was a setup.
I know which one you're talking about, where they told him he was under investigation, right, live?
Exactly.
Yeah, so that seemed to me like a setup as well, because, you know, normally they're on the liberal side. First they were protecting him whenever he was on their side, then whenever he wasn't on their side, then they were after him again, and now it's like, liberals throw each other under the bus all the time. So,
well, so you have this happening there, and I feel it was a setup, because you have these, The View, I don't watch that show, but you have, you know, Whoopi Goldberg.
I can't stomach that show, it's so biased.
Right, well, Whoopi Goldberg, I guess the part of the clip there is that they had been talking, of course, he's pushing his book and all this trash and his perspective on things and slamming Trump and so on, and he's under investigation, and Whoopi Goldberg says, well, now we have some serious things to talk about. And the next thing is, one of the other women pulls up this paper, and she says basically about this indictment, this list of people who are, and he's one of them. Comey and Clinton, and I'm not sure if Obama was in that one, but others Loretta Lynch and so on are now under investigation.
Yep.
By a council, and the look on his face was I can't describe it. But I'm saying that people don't realize what the tentacles, the octopus, the octopi, if there's such a thing, tentacles of the octopus are leading into all dark places, and now some light is shining through. About all this deep state dark stuff going on and this corruption in the CIA and FBI. Now, not all these people are that. And as a matter of fact, many of them are fed up with what's been going on and are now, like they say, the canaries are singing. And there's going to be some heavy stuff coming down. and there was a recent arrest of this actress, a young actress who was involved in a cult, a sex cult. It was situated up here in Albany area, and this guy ran to Mexico, the head of this thing, and was just arrested there. But she was involved in that. Some really pretty creepy stuff going on there. Child sex trafficking and various other things, enslavement of women and branding them with a hot iron. I mean, I saw these pictures and these women talking about this. So
yeah, it's messed up. I saw them too.
It's not messed. I mean, it is messed up and it's real. So now this one particular actress was now just arrested for her involvement in this human trafficking cult. Now that's not just there. It's not just this one thing. It's tentacles of this human trafficking, child trafficking, pedo stuff, and so on and so forth. And it goes very deep. And, it's not easy to talk about this stuff, Shaziz, but it's very real. And nobody wants to talk about it because it makes us uncomfortable, And so you have this going on, and this is all going to come out. And people are going to be spinning because they're going to... How are they going to accept the truth when they've been holding this perspective, believing in something for so long, and now they're going to be, it's going to be proven that, I'm sorry, but you have been duped.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing reminds me of, you remember back in the old days, they used to have these old style fishing reels that were kind of open up and had this little thing that goes back and forth, and you cast that thing out, and every once in a while, you'd get what they call backlash, where it would all knot up and look like a big old afro on the end of your doggone fishing reel. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I feel like our government's like now. If you want to try to save your fishing trip, you got to take the time to sit there and untangle all these little loops and knots and try to get your fishing line straightened back out. And so I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about the octopus and the old dirty hippie in the bathwater, and I'm trying to find some reason of something that can be salvaged out of this mess. But it's so embedded in the system itself, plus it's embedded in the average Joe's mind. Oh, you can always trust your government. There ain't no way the government would be killing off all their people or stuff like that. Well, in reality, folks, the government portion of it's a misnomer. It's not actually the government. It's unelected officials who have infiltrated every single portion of what could have potentially been a good system. But now, if there's anyone in that system who are good who's not agreeing with that, that's the button of heads that's going on that old QAnon's talking about. Like, there's actually a war going on right now in between, behind the scenes, between the deep state, which would be like the CIA and the people that are, the corrupt individuals, and those who may slightly be corrupt, lesser two evils, but may not be as corrupt. Maybe they want to keep America good, or they could very well potentially be real patriots who really do love their country. And that's what I'm hoping for anyway. I'm hoping the president, and if need be, the president gets the Marines to say, look, enough's enough, we're going to sort this thing out, that kind of deal. And so I'm hoping that's what's going on, as opposed to whatever. But the hastiness of possibly throwing out the whole entire government before we get down to what's going on is where the danger lies, is because what will we get next?
That's my question. That's the question, you see, but the point is that it's sort of like they're two steps ahead of this game, and it is a game.
Yep.
Two steps ahead of this, and they do have things set up to put in place, but we don't know. We're not privy to what that is, and that just concerns me because, you know, what appears to be an overall, you know, elimination of the cabal, the deep state, and all these factions of our government throughout, not only just our government, but in the world. It's worldwide, by the way. It's not just here. So we're looking at a big upset, a big shift, a big change. And it looks like it's going to happen because of the studies and research I've been doing and Patty and I have been doing. It does look like it's going to happen. It's monumental. It's mind-blowing. And when it happens, what will be put in its place is our only concern.
Yeah.
Now, I'm talking about this has to do with President Trump, and I know there are a lot of, and I'm not a Trumper, but I must say that what is happening here is very intriguing, and it needs to be done, and he's leading this, and he was asked by certain people in the Pentagon to run for president because he's an outsider, meaning, in other words, nobody owns him. He's not beholden to anybody, and that's someone that you need in a position like that.
Yeah, and what I've been hearing from, you know, what some folks would classify as a conspiracy side of the fence is that the military actually basically contacted him about running.
Yes,
so,
well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's the people in Pentagon. The people in the Pentagon, which, of course, are in relation to certain aspects of the military, did contact him. So it's sort of like... now, your Trump haters will say, they won't believe it. And the Trump haters will say that, he had nothing to do with Kim Jong-un and North Korea and South Korea now coming to the table to talk peace. That he had nothing to do with Kim Jong-un agreeing to eliminate his nuclear, program, which you gotta read. It's in the news. And it is in the mainstream news. So nobody will believe that basically this has been a plan all along, okay, that Trump has been involved in, okay, because they don't want to believe it, because the mainstream media has pitted, you know, people against this man, who in a lot of ways, his behavior is pretty disturbing. That's, you know, what I felt in the beginning, and so the question is it all a game? It is all a game. So how do you get your enemies to show themselves?
Well, I don't know, but there is one other concern that I've been really thinking about here a lot lately, and that is the millennial generation, of how they're actually being, like, really seriously indoctrinated. Most of them don't even believe that there's hope at all, and they don't believe that, the government even cares enough about them for anything. So when you ask them about, you know, current affairs or current events or world events, the majority of one kids that I've talked to today, they don't care. They don't want to talk about it. They believe in all kinds of things that we've been talking against forever, like global warming is one that's like a, it's almost like a religion. I believe that, you know, but they don't want to look at the actual science of anything. So the indoctrination or mind control has worked on the millennial generation, almost perfectly, because they don't even know, most of them don't even know they even have rights. You can't get them, ask them about the Constitution. What do you know about the Constitution? I don't know much, but, you know, that you ask them about, like, the First Amendment. Yeah, they know that one, because that's like a famous thing. I can say whatever I want, you know? And you ask them about the Second Amendment, they know about that, because gun control's been in the doggone media forever and a day. And you might get some conversation out of that. But the majority of them, they have no clue because they don't teach that as a requirement to graduate anymore, that you have the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. So move on into the future when the millennial generation and the platform that the deep state and, you know, those who basically infiltrate the government are setting up, by the time it's all said and done, they got the perfect people in line, because these people don't even know they have a choice. And so now the control factor is right there. Now, whereas from my generation and your generation, we know it's wrong, and we're speaking out against it. And therefore, the censorship piles in, and we are being attacked for saying it and labeled as conspiracy theorists, when everything that we've been saying all these years has actually come to pass, and they're saying, yeah, it's no longer a conspiracy, it's actual fact. But even after, like right now with the chemtrail thing, they said it right there on the doggone mainstream news that they were doing it. And right now, you can't get people, because they were so indoctrinated, to even believe that it's even, oh, well, it's got to be for, you know, a good purpose, you know, we got to save the planet or whatever, you know. Nonetheless, of the health effects, which there are documents and research out where actual doctors are coming out and saying, yeah, this is really seriously adverse and adverse effects to people's health, such as really weird cases of bronchitis, adult allergies, and so on down the line. And that doesn't even go into the portion where what it's doing to the plant and wildlife and the water supplies and all that kind of stuff. So where the millennial generation would be more apt to follow environmentalist and social justice kind of deals to try to support that, they have no clue of what's really going on behind the scenes. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's scary, because they're the future, you know?
Well, that's a whole other side of this, is the young people coming up and how they're being indoctrinated, you know, to be basically cyborgs, you know?
Well, yeah, there's like 58 separate genders now.
All well, right. That's, listen, you know, this is like, talk about biblical prophecy.
Yeah.
I know there's a big, you know, as good people, as people who are loving and kind, and we don't, like, point fingers at people because of their personal choices or the way they, if you want to be a hippie, you know, okay,
yeah,
good for you. That's good for you if you want to do this, that, and so, as long as you're doing no harm. You know, I've always said what happens behind closed doors is not my business.
No, it's not. But the thing is, it's not behind doors anymore.
Now it's like, not behind closed doors. So now you can look at another conspiracy theory here, folks.
Yeah.
That this is, something's going on beyond our comprehension in relation to this gender shift, this change. And I have to always report this very interesting and intriguing scientific study that I came across. Of course, it's like one of those little blurbs in the back of the paper that everybody should be seeing. It should be on the front page, but it's not, and there's a reason for that. But anyway, apparently this pesticide company, I don't remember which one it was, had this new chemical pesticide that they wanted tested, because they have to have certain tests according to the EPA. You know, they have to prove that their chemical pesticide is not harmful. So they asked this young scientist, who was pretty well known, I guess, for his works and so on, and they asked him if he would test their product, their new pesticide, and do lab tests and to see if there were any potential issues. Apparently, you know, they give these people a lot of money to do these things. So apparently this guy figured out, because he was working with frogs, you know, testing this pesticide on frogs, you know.
Oh, yeah, they said the frogs were gay now.
Yeah, well, the male frogs were actually attempting to mate with the females, or the males. They preferred the males, and things were shifting in that ecosystem with these frogs that was very alarming to him. Unusual behavior. And he kept going over and over and over on studies and trying to figure out what was going on, and he realized that, yeah, this pesticide is basically changing the gender of these frogs. And so he put out his report to this company. Well, they didn't particularly like it, and they told him to go back and try again. And so, of course, he kept coming up with the same thing. Then they started putting pressure on him and basically started threatening the man. And he did come out and talk about this. He started threatening the man, saying that, you know, he'd best be careful, and they paid him a lot of money, and so on and so forth. Well, he basically became a whistleblower and started talking about this stuff, what was going on. So you look at that. Now, this pesticide has been out, I'd say, at least 15 years now. Now, you have spike in, you know, this spike in this gender confusion.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call it gender confusion. Now, I know that there have always been same-sex preferences throughout humanity, right?
Yeah.
This is nothing new. But something has shifted in our culture where this is becoming like the norm, because everybody, your brother, your mother, your auntie, and sisters and uncles and so on, cousins and long-lost whomevers, are coming out and saying, well, I'm not who I thought I was. As a man, I'm really a woman, and vice versa. Now you have this push, this sexual orientation going on in schools across the board. I think more in Europe, it's heavier than it is here about these children being introduced to sexual information or sexual gender changes in schools, and that showing them things and discussing things with them about you know, anal penetration and so on and so forth, various other things like this that are really quite shocking for little people. It's just wrong.
Well, yeah, and that's something that if it was being taught in my local school down here, luckily I'm in a neighborhood where that wouldn't fly. But if it was being taught in my school, I would be up there at every doggone school board meeting that ever existed from that point on.
Okay, well, yes, you would. But here's the other thing that's spiking, is that politically incorrect, you cannot point fingers and, you know, and do that anymore. You're politically incorrect if you say that this is wrong and these people, there's something wrong here.
Yeah.
It's right across the board now, this term politically incorrect, right across the board with everything. And so there was this teenage magazine that recently had one of the written inside that magazine an expose on for young girls specifically about this type of sex. And so parents gathered they got irate, of course, and they wrote the editors and carried on and screamed and so on. But that's what I'm talking about. You have this being introduced here. There's something going on that's far darker and deeper, and we look at that and we know what that is, you know. And then here comes the conspiracy finger pointing, is that it's evil and it's a Luciferian shift, and it's basically something to really upset the whole system of families, of humanism, and so on and so forth. That it's like, it's that dark and that deep. Just like child sex trafficking, you people out there may not want to hear it, you may not believe in it, but it is so embedded in every system. It's scary and it's awful, but it's very real. But you're going to point a finger at me and say, you know, you're a conspiracy nutcase. Now, I don't care, because you haven't done the research, and guess what? These things are going to come out. Something's going to come out here that's going to, like I keep saying, blow everybody's mind who's just been sitting around just, you know, twiddling their thumbs, thinking that they have all the news, that they know the news, that they know what the truth is. And that's...
I got to point something out, because it goes right hand in hand with what you're saying. And if you actually track down who basically uses this phrase, there's a Latin motto called Ordo Ab Caeo, which means order out of chaos. The trick of creating chaos and then seizing power under the pretense of putting things back in order is basically you create a bunch of chaos and the people will demand order, and so they will allow things that they wouldn't allow before.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's where we are today. But I just want to finish up with this one thing about the president and Kim Jong-un. So this was out of Washington news. Basically, it says Donald Trump is on the cusp of a historic foreign policy triumph after North Korea announced Saturday, just this past, that it will suspend nuclear tests and missile launches. Now listen to this, because this is so true. But even that limited commitment by the isolated communist regime has earned the U.S. president's approach grudging new respect. You see, so no matter what this person does to better things, to take down the deep state, to shift things around, to stop Kim Jong-un, and now South and North Korea are going to sit down and talk peace talks. Okay? No. President Trump receives grudging new respect, and that's how it's going to be, folks. But there's going to be even more things that are going to come out that will, again, blow your mind. I'm hoping they do. I don't want your mind to be blown, but I'm hoping that these things do occur. We've talked about this. Patty and I have talked about this last night. We had a long discussion about this pending shift and what is going to be happening that will be so difficult for the population to accept as real. But it is real, but it will be so difficult that it is going to be really the biggest challenge, I think, that for people, because they have been set up, deliberately set up, to hate a person, to be against a person. There's stuff going on that we have no clue about. There's manipulations, there's all kinds of things. And I'm going to say nothing appears the way you see it. There is nothing real about what you are seeing or hearing from the mainstream media. There is this deep state going on that hates the fact that this outsider came in and stole, but he didn't. And that's proven already. He had no Russian collusion. Get over it now. Enough. It's been how many months that they have got actually nothing, no proof at all. Now they're hooking on to Stormy Daniels crap. Who cares? What, you? I mean, come on. Really, how many years ago? Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. That's not the important piece here. Because what other presidents had affairs while they were presidents in the White House, right under the family's nose, speaking of Clinton, for one, with Monica Lewinsky. But that's not an issue. It's been pushed that it is an issue that President Trump had an affair with Stormy Daniels how many years ago, and blah, 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 blah. That's what the mainstream media wants you to do, is focus on that, get irate about this man, and ignore the fact that he basically is coming up to a historic foreign policy triumph with North Korea. But nobody's going to care about that. I'm just saying.
Well, the hypocrisy of the whole system. One of the reasons why I said that I like Trump, but I'm not gonna he's the good guy just yet until I see all the actions that he's gonna do. But
I'm right there with you. But I do see stuff that is unfolding. Yeah, again, it's stuff that is being disclosed that is like it's a spinner. It really is. It's not easy. But we have known.
Yeah, but just. See, for me, it's the fact that the mainstream media despises him. And
well, why do you think?
Because they're going to lose their cushy places, and their dirty deeds are coming to light. They got to get the man out of there because he's rocking the boat, so to speak, you know?
Well, because they're basically part of the deep state, the CIA / FBI. Certain factions within that system owns and has infiltrated into the news, and you can Google that too. So the news that you are watching has been manipulated deliberately, okay?
Yeah.
So, and then you say, well, that's crazy. Yeah. You think it's crazy? You'll find out.
Well, that's what I'm looking forward to, that day when the veil is lifted, basically. And you know,
I just feel that we, in a way, we still have to participate in a good way.
Yep.
Let's not throw mud at anybody.
Well, that's what I'm sitting back trying to put the facts on the table. I'm not saying who's who or what's what, because actually, the information is all questionable at this point, you know. And so you got to watch events, and you got to watch what is like what Q's saying, and see how they match up to how events unfold. And I have to say, so far, a lot of stuff that guy, whoever it is, has talked about, you've actually seen them come on the media talking about these indictments that were said before the indictments ever even came out. You see what I mean? It's like WikiLeaks, when they're talking about they're getting ready to drop another information bomb out there, and people speculate on what it is, and then when it finally gets there, it just rocks the foundation. And so they're like, Julian Assange or whatever, he's stuck in this motel over in some foreign country where he can't go nowhere because everybody's out to get him.
Well, let's say this may seem far-fetched to some people, but in fact, ever since the murder of JFK, there have been a group of people, a faction of people, who are working to come down to the truth, to get the murderers, to get the deep state involved, not only in JFK's death, but across the board. And they are now in position. And Trump is a part of that. Now, you may not believe that, but I am telling you this. Patty will tell you the same thing. We have done this research, and it's quite monumental, and I'm hoping that this comes true. But then, like I'm saying, they're getting close to this, okay? So you know, yeah, that when Trump came in, he said, he spoke about the manipulators, he spoke about the liars, he spoke about the government is corrupt, he spoke about mainstream media as fake, and everybody went ballistic. Well, guess what? He's right.
Yeah.
Now, and you can see that. You can find that if you're interested. But so here it is, just recently found out this piece is very important to the people who are doing this work, and about the JFK murder. And ever since then, think about it, all these years they have been at work behind the scenes to put all these pieces together. Now, can we have patience? We need more patience, but I know we're all getting impatient. May ST139 here in the chat says, gotta wait. Been waiting for 50 years on JFK info,
yeah.
And we get redacted. More waiting. I'm impatient. I understand that a lot of people are impatient, but we have to have patience because there's certain things that need to be put in place before the whole thing can be blown up and shown and proved.
Well,
if you act too quickly, some will get away.
What happened with Obama's birth certificate. The sheriff that was investigating that, they trying to investigate him, and Trump pardoned him after the whole deal, but nonetheless.
Well, why do you think that is? Because you know, something's going to come out about Obama and his dealings,
yep.
That have been, are going to shock people. I know people don't want to hear this, but I keep saying it over and over again. Something really big is going to be coming very soon. There's a lot of pieces falling into place. This puzzle here is falling into place. And I'm not a Trumper.
Well, the
trust me, I'm not a Trumper. I'm for the government. I'm for our country.
Yeah,
I'm for this world. And that's my concern. I'm not a political... I don't take in any sides. It doesn't matter to me. I want to see this... I want to see the best thing happen for everyone. So I'm not pointing fingers and throwing mud at anybody. I want us all to live in a world where the dark, deep, Illuminati, dirty doers are done.
Yeah, gone. I think the impatience for the average person is the fact that if it would have been any of us, we'd already be under the jail. And there's things that go on in plain view where you know one guy because he wasn't all connected, he goes to jail for, you know, emailing some information to himself to study for a deal. He goes to jail for classified information, whereas the Secretary of State was able to have a whole entire server full of it, and then when it was subpoenaed to court, be able to delete it and destroy phones and stuff like that. And it wasn't a crime when she did it, but it was a crime when the serviceman did it, and all he was doing was trying to study. He didn't send, like, super secret classified information out of an unsecured server. All he did was email himself a page out of a book that he was going to study for whatever upcoming test that he may have. And he got court-martialed. Yeah.
Well, look, you got, again, over and over again, it makes me really sad. Patty asked a question. She said, how have we all allowed this to happen? You know?
Well, I know how we allowed it.
We're all a part of it.
I said,
our parents and our grandparents and beyond them were all duped.
We were raised to trust and believe in our government and United States and all this kind of stuff, just like every other nation pretty much was raised their people to do the same. And under the guise of patriotism and tugging at our heartstrings, we were quite literally manipulated into allowing things that we otherwise would not have allowed. That's what the CIA does best, is to manipulate. And there's a lot of secret wars going on that have to do with what the, like Benghazi and all that, running guns and stuff that was going on during, you know, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's term, that, you can't get no justice over. Anybody else running guns would have been in jail. Anybody else, look what happened when they went over to save those, the people got killed over there in Benghazi, because they kept calling for help and said that they were, you know, they needed to beef up security because they were in danger. They were rejected. And even at the time while they were under attack, there were stand down orders that told them that these people couldn't go in. Who has the power to do that? The Secretary of State and the President of the United States, a.k.a. Obama at that time. So, you know, the people up there at the top were allowing things to go on in order to cover for the deep state and themselves for whatever, you know, dirt they had on each and every one of them. Like, if Obama was really not a citizen and should not have been able to be president and had all these things going on in the past, all they'd have to say is, look, you do what we say, and you can be president and live happily ever after on a pension with protection, or we out you and your birth certificate, and then you pay the consequences. You see what I mean? That's
how
you do it.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm talking to a brick.
Yeah, me too.
I just do, because I'm just curious. I don't know, it's kind of like, I have to say this, you know, someone just said that they're not going to say any more about 45 until he gets caught. Now, the people who are here know who I'm talking about, and my nephew, I'm sorry, but I have to ask, caught in what way? Like, what is the thing that the fake news that is about this person who needs to get caught? I mean, The Russia collusion is false. Trump did not collude, or none of his people colluded with Russia. If you don't know that now, by now, if people don't know that by now, I think you need to do a little more research. What is it that this man has done? Well, he's a narcissist. Yeah, so what? He should go to jail? You don't know any narcissists? you could say he's a sexist. What? I don't like sexists either, but should he go to jail because have you not seen any sexists in your neighborhood? I'm just wondering, tell me. I want to know. What do you know? What do you think? Because I want to know, if you think this man needs to be caught, and what? assassinated, put before the firing squad, hung on the gallows, put in jail for what? What? Tell me. Well, I'm just saying.
With every single president, no, regardless of whether they're Democrat or liberal, there are scandal after scandal after scandal.
Say it again.
What?
Say it again.
I said with every single president out there, whether it be liberal or Democrat or conservative, there are scandal after scandal after scandal. Going back all the way back to Kennedy, and we don't even really know who our real president was, a patriotic version of the president, let's just say it that way. We don't know, because the way that the mainstream media, when they don't like a particular president, they have ways and means by which that they can get out there and put information out there into the public. It's called propaganda. And,
yes.
And once you put propaganda on the table, you will find those who are leaning Democrat will believe it against the Democrat. Those who are leaning Democrat will not believe it against the Democrat. Vice versa, it's a red team, blue team pill that everybody out there unfortunately swallowed.
And that's that's the whole point. Red team, blue team, pitting us together.
Yeah.
I just want to say this, and then I'll let our brother here step in. I loved President Kennedy. I loved everything. When he spoke from the heart. He was involved with Marilyn Monroe. Okay, the man was having an affair, maybe with other women too. Well, nobody says anything about that though.
Well, true,
but this whole thing with Stormy Daniels and this whole, you know, game they're playing, it's disgusting and sickening if people are glomming onto that. It's pitiful.
The speech that he gave before, we had this conversation today, the speech that JFK gave before he got assassinated was exactly what we hear going on as far as between the deep state and, you know, certain factions of the legitimate government, so to speak. And so what John F. Kennedy was trying to tell everybody back there, that there was this big machine behind a military-industrial complex that basically was out of control, and he wanted help to get the American people informed.
This and what
battle,
did they do?
This battle was going on long before JFK was shot. But
exactly.
It has escalated to the point where we're in the here and now, where we got a man which some people on one side would despise and some people on the other side are looking towards hope. What I'm trying to say about the whole deal is, if this man is here to do the job, even if he's being used as a puppet by the good guys inside of the group, you know, all these things that...
Get the job done. Let's stand behind whomever is standing up to get this job done.
Because you know they
what do you want? Do you want peace? Do you want the end of this evil cabal? Do you want the end of this terrible evil stuff that they're doing? If you want that, where are you standing? Are you throwing mud at slinging mud? I don't know. That's what people are doing. For what? I'm just curious. That's all. Just curious.
Anyway, Two Dog, do you have something to talk about?
Well, number one, let me say, as far as throwing the hippie out with the bathwater, man, I look at the hippie, you know.
Yeah, so you want to keep him around? Is he's a good part?
Well, you can be in my bathtub anytime you want.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, and
we're not talking about those hippies.
And one of the other things that I would like to say is, yes, we did take baths quite a bit. And
did you use patchouli?
Actually, we used that. Well, you know, that certain baking soda thing going on. Yeah,
that bacon thing. Bacon soda thing. Well, you know, patchouli... patchouli happened to be this really heavy-duty perfume that people used a lot, and I don't know. It just kind of...
the only bad thing that I said that was told to me that we actually did was maybe put a flower in a gun barrel once or twice.
There you go.
You know. What time we wouldn't make it? What time we wasn't making like headbands out of flowers anyway?
Don't get me wrong, folks. I don't want to really throw the hippie out with the bathwater because I don't think hippies were dirty like the old folks used to say. Because in reality, I'm an old hippie. So, I mean, you can throw me out with the bathwater if you want, but hey, at least I got a bath before you did.
Well, you know what? You may have made a couple of mistakes in your life.
Yeah, I have.
And you know what? I know you have a good heart, and I know that you're standing up for this country and for the people and for the Mother Earth. So I'm going to just push your, you know, your mistakes. We all make mistakes. I've got a skeleton in my closet. I bet everybody who's listening has a skeleton in their closet. You know, so we have to be really careful. You know, if you live in a glass house, don't throw stones.
Yeah, that kind of
You know, choose your battles. You know, all those things. The way we are talking about here as good people, you know, if we're talking about love and compassion, and I'm a spiritual person, then out of the left side of my mouth, I'm spitting out garbage upon some person who I might not like. What does that say about me? This is why I'm saying we have to be really careful, because when the truth does come out, there will be people with, what do they call, pie in their face or mud on their face. I don't know what is the term. Eat crow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the poor crows. But I'm just saying, now is the time to stand in that place without judgment of anyone. I don't care what the mainstream media is flinging at you. You have to come from into your heart spirit now. I mean, there are some vile things being thrown out there about people, especially Mr. Trump, President Trump. There's some vile stuff that people are... I mean, and I'm just saying.
Let me give you a good point, and this comes from my own family. During the time when the election was going on, and of course we all went around here. We don't just take and believe everything we hear. We always go out and look, and we knew that Trump, he didn't get where he's at by being stupid, but he also didn't get where he was at by being completely honest as well. If we're going to be truthfully honest, so he does got skeletons in his closet. However, to take it to extremes, when I started talking to my stepfather, God rest his soul, and my mom, they were really, against Trump. Oh, we got to vote against him. He's going to take our Social Security. He's going to take this. He's going to do that. He's going to do all this stuff. And
it's Orion who takes the Social Security.
Yeah. But see, every bit of the talking points that they were giving me, I knew exactly where they got them from. They got them from ABC, CNN, MSNBC, and even some of them they got from Fox. They despised Fox because they were more on the Democrat side. But, folks, let me tell you something. The Democrats aren't what they used to be. I mean, I used to consider myself a Democrat. And I don't even really consider myself a Republican. Of course, I lean more to a conservative-style view because I don't think that our government should be big and out of control, and I think that we should have a constitutional republic to where we ain't going into all these wars, on a whim, that before we ever take our nation's resources and our people to war, there better be a really good reason, and it better go right down through the entire system, the chain of command, where Congress actually declares an act of war against somebody who has physically attacked our nation or one of our allies. That's the way the Constitution was set up, but the way we're seeing it now, where the CIA goes into all these different countries and destabilizes them and then puts up these false flags or propaganda deal where we don't even know whether or not the chemical attacks even occurred over there, because there's a counter story to it. And so before we ever went over to Syria to bomb into Syria, we needed to get the facts on the table and ask the American people, is this worthy of Congress declaring war? Because it's your children that's going to have to go over there and fight this if we get going on. And if Russia is true to their word, where they said that they would retaliate if we attack Syria, because Syria is one of Russia's allies, now we're talking about a potential World War III scenario. So this is a big deal. It's a serious deal, because when you're talking about a potential of World War III, not a guarantee, but a potential, then that's something that you should really seriously contemplate on before you, as a president of the United States, make any kind of move, or your advisors telling you to make a certain type of move. And if let's say hypothetically Trump is what they call compartmentalized, where you only have a need-to-know basis, and even though he's the president of the United States, the CIA ain't going to give him information that they don't think he needs at the point in time, even though Trump is the president. Well, if he's compartmentalized and his advisors are corrupt and they're feeding him faulty information and fake videos or whatever, propaganda, the same propaganda that the mainstream media, he might make a decision as president that he otherwise would not have made had all the true facts been on the table. So we got to be really super careful about what's going on, because all the presidents, including Bill Clinton, Obama, and every one of them, they had dirt on every single one of them, and they had dirt on them for a purpose, so that if they ever got out of line and did something contrary to what the deep state wanted to, they could always get them impeached or worse. And so this is where we stand as far as the state of affairs in our nation and in the world for that matter, because what happens in America does affect the world, because America is supposedly this superpower, and you see we're in several different wars that the average Joe don't even know we're in. In some, they just call them conflicts or something like that. There's some sort of terminology that basically diminishes, not actually war. We're just in this little, scuffle with this little deal over here, because these people were attacking these people and we had to intervene, that kind of deal. None of which were constitutional. None of these actions, anytime the president puts a military into a foreign country, he has a certain amount of time, according to the law, that he has to go before Congress and declare an act of war. Otherwise, he's got to recall them back, and he's got some explaining to do why he, as president, felt it necessary to send our resources and our people over there in harm's way to basically attack another nation. So this thing that's been going on here in the United States isn't a new thing, and it's not red team, blue team. It's not specific between the two, whether Democrat or Republican. But the manipulators of the media will follow whichever team is going to be closest to their agenda, whichever team is going to keep their dirt secure. So every one of these people that you see on Fox News or MSNBC, ABC, CNN, they're all put there because they got dirt on them as well. And they know that they have to. They can't come out there and say, that the system's corrupt, because they won't have a job very long. And so they will sit there and lie to people continuously and present propaganda as information, as fact. And then when it's turned around and found out that it is false, such as the Russia collusion or whatever, Trump's filthy, stinking rich. He can't be bought. At this stage in the game, the only way that you can get Trump is to try to find some dirt on him, and that is what they are desperately trying to find. So whether he is or isn't a misogynist or a woman, whatever deal, that's neither here nor there, because every single one of the presidents, all the way from Kennedy all the way up, were all involved in dirty deeds, and that's how they were able to be manipulated by the deep state and those out there who want a specific agenda, which is quite literally this one world power structure, which goes hand in hand with the one world banking system, which goes hand in hand with the Federal Reserve, which goes hand in hand with the CIA, the NSA, and probably the DEA, and every single one of the alphabet soups, maybe possibly portions of the FBI, but I would throw them in the pile as well, because they're all, you've seen the whole Comey deal, lying before Congress and stuff like that. If Congress can't get the truth, we get laws like carbon taxes and stuff like that, that they've been misinformed. So if the advisors of our so-called representatives have the power to manipulate, lie, and propagandize, and including the mainstream media, including foreign media, then we're up against the wall here. And so if there's somebody inside, even if they're a perceived bad guy, and there are patriots that are actually trying to do the right thing and out all these criminals to try to preserve what we know as the United States of America and put us back on the track to where we're not going into foreign lands and bombing people into the Stone Age, that's the side of the fence I want to be on. I want to be on the side that is actually trying to do the right thing. And I, even with all that said, I'm going to stand here with a skeptical eye. I'm going to reserve my opinion and all the mud slinging for when the facts are on the table, when the court of public opinion and the court of all the facts come into play, and everyone out there who has done the dirty deeds finally meet the scales of justice. And that's the only way that we can even avoid throwing the hippie out with the bathwater, if you understand what I just said. I need to breathe.
Good morning. We're guess what? We're graced with our sister here.
Hi, Patty. So, did you make any sense of any of that insanity?
What an interesting topic.
Yeah.
So I've got my opinions. Shall I give it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, I like the fact that we are here on the show with two sides of the coin, right? Because this is what we want. This is what we need, is to get out, put the stuff out, and talk about it. So, what we got, we've got one side saying that Trump is doing good things. We got the other side saying that Trump is a corrupt and needs to go to jail.
There's three sides. Okay. I'm on the fence.
Well, here's my side. Okay.
There's four sides.
I believe in truth, right?
Yep.
I believe that if you've got facts and you can back them up, bring them on, because we need to hear them. I don't believe in putting stuff out that is fictional. And there's a lot of fiction out concerning Trump. He hasn't broken any laws. He's not a racist. He's not a sexist or whatever. He's not a bigot. This is all from the talking puppets, okay, from CNN, MSN. Now you have the other side that says Trump is doing everything perfect and everything right.
Well, even part
and
of
on
Fox,
the face of it,
even part of
listen,
Fox threw him under the bus too.
Yep. But listen to what I have to say. Okay. Yep. So Trump has done good things. Yes, he has. He's going after the deep state. And who in their right mind is going to stand up and say that there's not a deep state, and that the previous administrations and the Congress and the FBI and the CIA have not been corrupt to the core and hurt the people? Because we've got the proof. We have the proof. Trump has brought that proof to us, and we see it in documented proof, right? Okay, so here we are. We know that the previous administrations, not administration, administrations, all the way back, have been a part of this collusion against the people, not against a president, not against another government, against the people. So we're getting off track here. Everybody is either for or against a man, and nobody's talking about the people. In fact, what's happening is the people are throwing stones at each other.
Yeah, that's why I put that video down inside the chat room down there. If you listen to this guy who's supposedly an ex-CIA deal, he said that going back to Harry S. Truman, who actually started the CIA, that they lost control of the CIA, and the CIA is no longer accountable to any of the presidents or governments, and so we know what the CIA does.
The CIA says this themselves.
Yeah.
the CIA will tell you this themselves. They are the deep state.
So they can put things out about anybody, and it don't matter if it's true, because that gets us fighting with each other whether it is or isn't true, and so they are manipulating the people.
Well, here we go. Here we go. So, we know that the CIA, the FBI, and all the previous administrations have been working with the deep state. We look at our governments, our countries across the globe, and we see this. You can't deny it. You can't put it away and say, oh, they were so good. No, they weren't. We have the proof. We're living it. We've been living it, right? Yeah. So now we've got this president in office, and he comes out of nowhere. He's not part of the political system. He's been approached by people that were true to, quote, the government, the U.S., the global people, and they want to bring the country back to where it was before all of this. Since JFK, they've been working towards this. They handpicked Trump to come in and take care of this, right?
Yep.
So Trump is doing it. I don't care who you are. Don't bring me your fictional stuff about he's a bigot and he's a racist, and don't give me any proof behind it, because there is none. You can't find any. I don't care who you are. You can't find it, because I've tried to find it and it's not there. So, let's forget about all that, because it means nothing. It means nothing. What should we be concentrating on? We should be concentrating on what comes next.
Yeah.
Is Trump going to stand up in office and bring the world back to the shining glory that it ever was? Or is he going to do the other side of the coin and take us into the new world order that they've already set up?
Well, that's why I'm so cautious.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We're sitting here. This is manufactured. All of this is manufactured for us, the people, our consumption, so that we're going to be punching at each other, throwing rocks. We're going to be standing in the street with our little signs. We're going to be saying, this man, this man, this man. And he's doing the right thing. So every time they stand up and throw these rocks and these stones at him and they bounce off, he wins. We see him standing strong against all of this because, believe it or not, the man is intelligent. Believe it or not, the man knows what the heck he's doing, and he's got his government behind him. He has the information. We've seen, me and Barb spend hours every day going down the rabbit hole trying to find the truth. And every time it comes back to, yes, Trump is telling the truth. And the thing about the Comey thing, Comey's guilty. He's been guilty forever. We've known this. No, not what CNN says, not what MSN says. Now we have, he is under investigation. He has been caught lying to Congress. These are treasonable offenses. We know this. This is facts. But yet, what are we doing? Trump is a bigot. Right? So what is this getting us? Where are we going with this? Let's step back. Let's stop feeding each other. Okay? Let's stop feeding the anger. Let's stop feeding the hate. Let's start paying attention to where we stand in this, where you and I stand in this. What happens next? Is Trump going to give us back the America of the Declaration of Independence? You know, 1776, is this where we're coming? I don't think so.
There's something to look into also. There's like actual, we talked earlier about conspiracies and stuff like that. And when you talk about, the deep state, you also talk about different deals like the Skull and Bones conspiracy and the Mason conspiracy.
Did you see where the Skull and Bones came out and made a statement that they aren't the bad guys that they say they are?
Yeah.
Whose skull are they? Do they have?
They
won't give back.
All I'm saying is, if you go back
Geronimo.
If you go back and you look into the history of where all this stuff originated from, and the things that were occurring back then. Conspiracies aren't new.
If it doesn't profit the people, then we got no business messing with it, because we got too much work to do. We have got too much work to do. We have got to make sure that we, the people, take this country back and every other country. We have got this immigration thing, and if you want real, if you want true, then start looking at what is happening with this mass immigration that all of these governments are pro about. They want to bring in this extremist. They want to tell you it's Muslims, but it's not. It's extremists. And they're coming in and they're raping women, and they're killing children, and they're killing men, but and they're destroying cities.
You are politically incorrect.
I don't care.
You know,
but what I'm saying is...
I'm just saying that's what they're saying. I'm not saying you
right,
are.
Right, right.
It all falls under that Latin motto, Ordo Ab Caeo, and that is one of the things that
exactly,
the CIA
yes.
does best.
That's right.
Order exactly. out of chaos.
And so what do we have... So Trump stops that influx into our country.
Yes.
Yay, Trump. I'm glad for that.
Me too.
I am glad for that. What I don't want is what was replaced with it, and that is the angst of the people against the people.
Yeah.
So, we stopped that, but we still got chaos.
Yeah.
Why do we have chaos? Because we've got two factions throwing crap at each other, and we're the ones in the middle getting hit.
Yeah, well, the problem is not just the between the deep state and the legitimate portions of the government who's actually trying to do the right thing. It's the average Joe out there slinging mud at each other, because when you're on the red team, you stick on the red team. When you're on the blue team, you stick on the blue team. And I'm saying get off of both teams, stand in the middle for the people.
We got no business being on them teams.
Yeah, because we don't even know where they even stand anymore. I mean, like John McCain, he was a Democrat at one point, then he was a Republican, then he was found to be doing all kinds of dirty deeds behind the scenes, including gun running, and so...
Well, here we can look at history, and we can look back and we can say, has there ever been a time when government has been on the people's side? No. There hasn't ever been a time. Will there ever be a time when we look at history and see this? Can we say, oh, well, there must be a good side? No, we know there's not. We, the people, have to change things. This system was created for a reason. Not to bring us freedom. Not to bring us liberty. Not to bring us sovereignty. This system was created to control, and it's the same system all over the world. There's no difference. The government names are different, the puppets in office are different, but the control is the same, and it will always be the same as long as we keep playing this game. So, here's where I stand. Let Trump do his thing. Let him take out the deep state. He will be replace. Trump is a corporatist. We cannot forget this. He is a corporatist. We know that this is the next step of where they want to take us in the New World Order. They want a corporate-led world government, right?
Yep.
I think we've all come to this understanding.
I agree with you there. Yep.
Yes. This is where it's going. So it's not about this government or this president. We have to stop what is going to happen next, because the next step will take away every freedom and every right except for what the corporation tells you is okay.
There is a plus about this battle that I don't know if anybody's actually contemplated. While these sides are arguing, their true colors are coming out. And so, you know, it's all, like the old saying, it'll all come out in the wash, you know. And so, while all these folks are back there battling amongst each other, if the average Joe, instead of fighting amongst each other, there instead does what we've all been talking about, getting out there and doing some real serious research into, you know, both sides of the story, the truth about it, and finally gets behind the story, these folks will tell their own tale. If you understand what I'm trying to say, in order for somebody to make a lie sound plausible, they have to put a bit of truth in that lie. Otherwise, it just sounds like a bold-faced lie. I mean, it's blatantly obvious. It's a lie. But if it sounds like there's a part of it which could be, you know, plausible, could be true, people are more apt to buy into it. So even when you're listening to Fox or CNN, they got to tell a bit of the truth in order to get that lie to be able to be believed. You see what I'm saying?
Well, it's like this thing now with Congress bringing charges suing Trump. You know, it's unbelievable to me to be watching this, because Trump has the goods on them, but he can't bring it out. He needed them to give him the right to bring it out. Well, when Congress decided to sue Trump, now Trump can bring everything out in discovery against them, because he's going to file a countersuit, which will allow him to go through all the records that they have not wanted released.
Yep.
So what have we got coming, folks? imagine the mess that we have coming. And you know what's coming with it? When the truth comes out, when Trump shows his hand and is able to produce all these documents to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt, and he can do this, when he proves beyond a shadow of a doubt the corruption that is in our government, what do you think is going to happen to our government? What do you think is going to happen? We don't need this immigrant invasion to take us down. We're looking at something that is far more worse than this immigration issue. Because once all of this comes down, we lose our administration, we lose our Congress, we lose all of this infrastructure. And you talk about chaos?
Yeah,
this is what they're going towards. This is how they take the U.S. down.
Yeah, it's a painful process, just like that example that I gave about the fishing reel. For those of you folks that's ever been, you know, that's my age or even older, remember them old style fishing reels. I remember one time I was standing on the side of the bank and I only had one fishing pole. And it was one of those particular ones that had that open faced reel like that. And I cast it out to go fishing, and that thing backlashed, and there was a wad of string like you wouldn't believe. It looked like an afro wig right there on the top of that reel. And I had to sit there painstakingly try to untangle this so that I could finish my fishing trip, which, miracle, I got it untangled. Got pretty good at that after a while. And then I figured out how to not get it tangled. But the first part, hardest part, was actually winding my way through this mess to try to pick out that good string that was left over in there. I hope you understand what I'm trying to convey here. What's going on right now is the equivalence of that fishing reel. And if you want to stay on the fishing trip, you got to still figure out a way that you can untangle this mess, get down to the good part, and try to salvage and make the best out of a bad situation. Because right now, this chaos that's going on, which is that big old wig that's on the top of my fishing reel right now, it's literally driving me insane, for personally. So
well, it's manufactured. It's all manufactured. It's for our consumption. What we've got going on right now is we've got a country divided a dozen different ways. We've got a country where the people are hating each other. They're attacking each other for a political meme. Okay? We've got people who are not looking with clear eyes at what is happening and what is coming down the tube. And that's what we truly need, because we need to stop this from going to this one world government. That is That is our demise. Once this one world government is set up and this control system is put in place, and it's there, it's waiting. It is waiting to be put in place. And if we don't stop fighting among each other and throwing stones at the mountain and thinking that that's going to make a change, then we're in real trouble. We're helping them. We are helping them.
For people,
and
out
I
there.
Want.
Sorry.
Me and Barb have spent, like I said, we must have spent, Barb, thousands of hours going down the rabbit hole. We know the truth. We found it. And what we say almost all the time, we want so much to believe that Trump is a hero. We want so much to believe that he can change the world. But we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that in the end, we're the ones who will be stuck on the outside looking in again. We know this. And we can't stop it because we can't get people to stand with us and say, we have to be vigilant. We have to stop hating each other. We have to stop throwing stones. And we have to start talking to each other about solutions and where we, the people, go, not the governments, because the governments will be who they are. It's who they were meant to be. The governments are not broken. The system is not broken. It is exactly as it was designed.
Well,
and we are playing the game for them. We're allowing it.
I got to point something
else. You have the truth that we found, you and I, and we've been looking at it over and over and over again from every different direction, and we found the same thing, the same piece, the same truth, right? That it is, that Trump is doing something behind the scenes. That's why I keep saying there's something going on that you are not aware of, not privy to, unless you do the research. And I've been saying that, you've been saying that, and we have found out that there is something going on. It's quite extraordinary. On one hand, like you say, I do hope. I see that he is doing this. He'd been basically chosen to do this because he is an outsider and he is not beholden to anyone. And so we say, I mean, we're not... I guess we're very careful and cautious because I've learned to be suspicious of everything in my life. Even those that seem to be standing up doing good works doesn't mean that he's not doing good works. He is, and
right.
The deep state and all the dirt and the evil stuff, and I'm talking about the evil stuff because we have to talk about that. This is not just a political... positions here, the red, the blue, the right, the left, or whatever. It's not just about that. This goes far deeper than you can ever imagine. And
okay.
It's not separate.
Well,
it's all combined. It's all one. But what I want to say, I'm going to, again, say what Patty's saying. We also are not stupid enough to think that, well, now we can all just lean back, sit back, because it's all going to be exposed. It's all going to be taken care of. All the bad guys are going to be taken out. Now we're
and
all
it will
fine.
Be. It will
but
be.
But we're not
sure
going to
of
be
that.
Fine.
I
we're
know.
Sure of that.
We're not.
I got to put something else
we
on the
we keep trying
table.
To get that across, right? Because Trump, I don't care what you feel about the man. I've got my own feelings. Trump is doing it.
Yes.
Okay, we've been waiting a long time.
Well, I gotta put something else on
but
the table.
But we're just
here.
Replacing one control with another.
Yes, because you know there are the people, those the corporates, the money people, the whatever it is, they still want to have control. They might get rid of one faction of controllers because they want the control.
I gotta put
and there we
else,
are.
I gotta put something else on the table here that will basically. explain a lot because it has to do with the money situation and who's actually in control of the money situation. For people of that are doubters or whatever in possibility or potential of a one world government, there's a couple phrases that you need to take a look at, and one of which, I'll just say, with the North American Union. That's one of the big deals, the NAU, the European Union. The North American Union, according to what Wikipedia says, is a theoretical economic and political continental union of Canada, Mexico, and the United States. And so basically what you just heard there is, when they signed the North American Union deal and the European Union and the Asian Union, that separated the entirety of the world into three separate categories that would be controlled underneath the AKA One World Government. So when this deal about the immigration comes into play, if the conspiracy of the North American Union was factual, which I believe it is, but nonetheless, I can't prove it, because that's why they call it a conspiracy, to keep you in doubt. But here's the thing. If the North America Union treaty was signed, and it is really the truth, and we're all like united from Mexico all the way to U.S. through Canada, then that means there are no borders. Those people coming over here from Mexico are coming here legally according to that treaty. And the people who are not wanting to tell the American citizens that they signed this underneath their nose, because once the people figure out that all of a sudden America, Canada, and Mexico are all one continent and we can go anywhere we want, things in this country is going to change rapidly. You're talking about, well, you want to talk about mass immigration?
The thing is, though, is that the treaty is illegal, because you cannot make a treaty outside of the people.
Sure.
But
that's the thing.
They're all void.
They're not telling the people that they're wanting to do this, because they want to get these sections. We're dividing up the world into three sections, and the bankers at the top are going to be the ones who are those unelected officials via the whatever world government that's going to be telling everybody what the laws are and what they aren't. And so in order to get this to be something that they can just pop out on the public, first they got to get the American people disarmed. Otherwise, you got worse than chaos going on.
Yeah, see, the thing of it is that you've got, here's the thing, is that you've got Trump in office. Trump is doing the right things, right?
Yeah.
He's bringing the corruption to the head, to the people, to show them, and they're getting ready to prosecute. Did you hear Trump the other day say that he will consider reinstituting the TPP? Okay. What does that mean?
Partnership?
What does that mean? Yes, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That means that will be bringing the U.S. into this global network. So we have to be looking at this and saying, now, wait a minute, we don't want this, right?
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen, because we're all too busy throwing stones at this frickin' president and throwing stones at each other for being on one side or the other.
Whoa.
Instead of standing up and saying, hey, no, we're not going to deal with this. We're not out there saying a word about these things. They've set us up.
We're playing along. I said, should we throw the hippie out with the bathwater? Because there's something that people are going to get blindsided. When you guys talk about something big going on or going down, that could very well just be the big event that suddenly you find out there's no America anymore. We're the North American Union, or whatever the case may be. It's a government that we're going to get after the big shakeup, so to speak, that concerns me, because is it going to be constitutional, or is it going to be a constitutional crisis that now we have to renegotiate the only document that stands between us and tyranny?
Be no constitution.
That's it.
There will be no constitution.
What's going to happen is
this chaos is going to build. What's happening with what Trump is doing right now is going to take this country's administration down to the ground. We will be in utter chaos. There will be the people coming in the street and fighting each other, burning down our own businesses and our towns and our cities, attacking each other. And what's going to happen? They're going to call in martial law. They're going to put us under martial law. When that happens, there is no constitution. And what comes after that? What comes after that? We're looking globally here. We're not just looking at the U.S. We're looking globally. We're seeing the chaos and these countries and governments falling and crumbling and the people in the streets rioting. There is only one way that they can go with this, and that is to have a new world government that will have one rule for all of these governments. And who will be heading this government? Will it be the reds and the blues? No, it will be the corporations.
Well,
because they are the power. They are the power brokers, and the bankers are funding them and putting them in place. So this is where we're going.
Another good point to add then is what Stephen Gibbons just posted in the chat room when you're talking about us not fighting amongst each other. Stephen Gibbons posted in there other Latin phrase to keep in mind when researching things or events, a Latin phrase from Cicero. It means to whom for benefit or who profits by it. So
exactly.
Follow the money. That's it. Follow the money. What do they have to gain by doing this? Well, you found out what they had to gain when you looked into the Federal Reserve conspiracy was that they make a lot of money with monopoly money that isn't backed by gold anymore. And it's not even bankers from just the United States. It's world bankers from all over the place that are the money men and the puppet masters pulling the strings. And the money that is involved in the CIA alone is ridiculous. I mean,
well,
during the 9/11 attack, there were the Pentagon was come up with like $7 trillion or some crazy number like that that they couldn't explain, missing from the budget. And that was one of the buildings that the people were investigating it was destroyed.
And well, the Congress had their slush fund too that was just found out.
Yeah.
Trillions of dollars. Where'd it go? Nobody knows. But here's the thing, she says, me and Barb have found that there is already set up and ready to go a new monetary system just waiting. It's sitting there. It's cryptocurrency, and every government has their finger in it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a one world cryptocurrency. In other words, do you have your chip?
Huh.
Do you have your chip?
That's where it's heading. And yes, we've talked about this for so long. You know, pretty much it's like quite interesting how many years ago we've talked about this, and here it is right now happening. You know, we're finding out that everything that we have investigated and looked and gone down those rabbit holes and come to conclusions about seems so outlandish, so beyond our comprehension, although we, you know, it was very real what we found, and here we are today. We are in the whole mess, and it's to me it's like prophecy unfolding, because you have another side coming here. The whole Middle East, you know, going on.
Oh,
you have,
gosh, yes.
And you have the dome of the temple being rebuilt. You have that prophecy coming on. I mean, there's so many things here. I think we are in such a crucial point in our time, and the mainstream media and the manipulators are doing their work to divert and distract everyone from what's really happening, and that's what you're talking about.
That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah,
exactly.
So we have to be very careful, because we are being manipulated to fight each other, to fight one person and to scream about one person. There happens to be the President of the United States, ignoring the things that is really coming out and the truth of things. You know, you talking about
the
past
truth.
Presidents, the truth of Obama, the truth of Clinton, the truth of Loretta Lynch, the truth of Pelosi,
Comey,
McCain.
Yes.
Oh, it's like across the board, and it is on both sides, but I'm just saying that The mainstream media is manipulating the minds of the people to keep them diverted over some stupid stuff and just screaming, like you keep saying, it's so true. We have to stop. If we don't come together and come in unity and get our facts right and straight and stand up for what is good for the whole, for all people, right, for the whole world, we're going to be going down because they have that plan. And I don't care, like I said, what he's cleaning up stuff. He's just exposing things.
You can't deny the truth of what Trump is doing.
No, you can't deny that. If you do, I don't know what more we can say.
People think that we're on Trump's side because we are putting out there and trying to tell people, no, he's really doing this. No, he didn't really do that. What we're trying to do is get a voice out there to make people listen. Quit jumping on this hysterical kill Trump bandwagon, because that's where they want you.
And that's not
the
important thing.
If you look at the MSM,
is a plus in what's going on out there where you're talking about people becoming awake or whatever. If anybody's actually paid attention to current events and they know about the European Union and people wanting to leave the European Union, such as I think it was Brexit or whatever, either way, the European Union was already formed. They actually had the euro, all right? And so in the North American Union, which hasn't actually came into play, you know, wide open like the European Union did, they want cryptocurrency, I'm sure, a common currency called the Amero or North American dollar is what the conspiracy thing says. So the day you see something come out called the Amero or the North American dollar, you know that we're already in with both feet, in which I think we're kind of already are regardless, but it wasn't as easy over here as it was over there, because over there, the majority of the places over there didn't have a Second Amendment that they were afraid of the people retaliating and rebelling. Here, they got to walk on eggshells, because even in Mexico, where they might have gun laws down there, Mexico is pretty well armed. All right, and I don't know about Canada, how much Canada...
Yeah, they're armed because we sent them all their arms.
Yeah, well, now you got the entirety of Canada, United States, and Mexico combined into one deal. That's part of the whole overall grand scheme of things when you're talking about the one world government. You got to get all these people situated underneath these particular sectors of the deal and then combine them all into one pile, which is the one world government, one world currency or whatever. So
exactly. And that's where this is going. That's why it's so important. It's so important that we all step back from this political arena. We step back and we start talking to each other and start talking about what's coming down the pipe, because What we're experiencing right now, what they're putting out for us to the crumbs for us to get over there and fight over and say, this is my crumb, no, that's my crumb, da 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 da. All of that is manufactured for one purpose only. Not because there's corruption in government. They knew there was corruption in government. We knew there was corruption in government. They're showing us. Why are they showing us? Because they know us, and they know we'll cry out to say, we need change. We need change. And when things start falling into pieces because we're at each other's throats, they'll say, what do you want us to do? And we'll say, please stop this. Please stop this. We've got to stop killing each other. We've got to stop this this migration of harm and stuff that's coming in. We've got to stop this collusion of corruption against our monetary system. We've got to stop all of these things that are hurting us people. And they'll say, okay, we've got a solution for you.
Well,
we know how to fix it.
Proof is what's going on right now in the U.S. with all these supposed school shootings, where they're out there talking about gun control and stuff like that. And if you see what's happening right there, majority of those folks out there are what you call millennials, all right? And they are under the impression, you can see it right now, We would give up our guns just to not have our kids shot anymore. It's basically what they're saying.
Right. And here we go. They're banning knives. They're talking about banning knives in the UK.
Yeah. Well,
you know, come on, people. Think about this.
In the UK,
think
well,
about
said
it.
That. Didn't we say that? I mean, as a
yes.
joke,
yeah,
you said, oh, well, they'll be banning cars next because people are killing people with cars and
well,
knives, whatever.
They've also, where is it that they're, oh, China. China has instituted a law that says that if you're of low income, you can't buy this, and you're not privy to this. You have to stay in your sector. This is the new world, people. This is what they're talking about. If you don't have the right credit rating,
correct
me if
yeah.
I'm
and you're going to have the chip. We've been saying it because you won't be able to do anything without that chip.
Correct.
So this is not going to disappear because already people are getting chipped.
Correct.
Already this is systematically happening.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but is there not people in the UK to this very day getting arrested for things that they said?
Here too.
Yeah. Just for saying something.
Now you can be.
Opinion, you're either going to get censored or jailed.
You can call a white person a racist, but a white person cannot call you a racist. What are we doing here, people? What the frick are we doing? What is going on? This is insanity. Insanity. We're saying, we have half of us saying that we believe in free speech, and you can't talk to me like that, or you go to jail. What? Excuse me. Where is the sanity? Come on, people.
Well, you have to pick your battles. We're always saying, pick your battles. That's the main piece here, and there's a big battle coming. And first there's the takedown of something that's been really dark and evil, and everybody's going to go, yay, now we're home free, everything's going to be hunky-dory, but that's not true. Because the ones in control already have a plan. Already
They've
have the bigger
set it up.
Plan.
It's all been set up before.
Yeah.
George
Orwell. This just didn't happen because a president won an election. This didn't happen because Trump just happened to win and he walked in and cleaned up the town like the sheriff. This was all manufactured for him to walk in and clean up this town. And he is going to clean up the town. He is going to do it. Understand this. It is real.
Right.
What he's doing is real. But the catch, the fine print says that I'm taking out this system so that we can bring in this new system. And guess what? You're not going to be any better off. In fact, you're going to be worse off when we get it all set up. But you're going to think that this is wonderful, that everything is hunky-dory, because we stopped all of this corruption and we stopped all of this hate, and now everybody can be happy. But that's not the way it's going to work.
I want to read out some quotes for you guys. Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past. All
exactly.
The war propaganda, all the screaming, lies, and hatred come invariably from people who are not fighting. Power is not a means, it is an end. One does not establish dictatorship in order to safeguard a revolution. One makes a revolution in order to establish a dictatorship. Freedom is the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. And Big Brother is watching you. All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectful and to give appearance of solidity to pure wind. Happiness can exist only in acceptance. In our age, there is no such thing as keeping out of politics. All issues are political issues, and political itself is a mass of lies, evasion, folly, hatred, and schizophrenia. War is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. Do anybody, any of you know who those quotes came from?
Who?
George Orwell, the author of
1984.
1984. Now,
yeah.
These folks,
what's coming is going to make 1984 look like a happy ending story.
Yeah.
Just saying.
These folks take pages out of George Orwell's book, and they also take a page out of, I don't even know how to say his name, the guy that wrote Art of War, basically fighting your enemy where they ain't and that kind of stuff. These folks that are doing the things that they are doing to not just the United States, but to the world in general, they're pretty intelligent individuals. They know how
yes.
to manipulate, and they have the organizations in place to manipulate, and the folks that are out there trying to fight against the system need the support of the people not fighting amongst each other. Instead, we should be watching the watchers who are watching the watchers, so to speak. So every eye
we need to be coming together
yeah,
and
exactly.
saying we are going to put our own solutions in. Get the heck out of Dodge.
Yep.
Just saying.
You know, that's why before we throw the baby out with the bathwater, which is the original phrase, and I had to add a little humor to there because sometimes you have to laugh in the face of adversity or all this stuff could obviously get you down. You know, I throw the hippie out with the bathwater. That'd be me. So I'll be taking a bath and I'm going to get chucked out the window. That's all right because at least I got my bath. But you make a lemonade out of lemons, right? But
right.
Thomas Jefferson, regardless of what people or propaganda or whatever said about Thomas Jefferson, some of the quotes from famous people in history was that the price to freedom is eternal vigilance, and we got to keep our eye on the ball. Otherwise, we the people are the one who will pay the ultimate price, because we the people are the one in the middle of the civil wars. We the people are the one in the middle of any other major wars or conflicts or military actions, as they like to call them, and we the people are quite literally the what they call collateral damage to the ultimate goal. The ends doesn't justify the means when it means that your family is life is in jeopardy, and there is actually individuals out there believe that we need to depopulate the planet via vaccines or whatever to enact that little deal on the Georgia Guidestones that says we need to bring our population down to 500 million people. 500 million people means that the control factor is a lot easier than trying to control 9 billion people, if you get what I'm trying to point out. So
we've got a dystopian system set up right now. We don't realize it because we think we have rights that we are in somehow part of this process that's going on. We think that if we can get out and protest, that if we can get out and say, well, we don't want this anymore, and we're not going to let you do that anymore, that we are winning, and we're not. What we're doing is we're building this dystopian society for them across the globe. There is no country immune. We are all being played big time.
Well,
and
even if
they're always going to give us the shiny coin on the one hand and the dull coin on the other, and they're going to say, pick one.
That's it.
And we got no business picking either one.
Even in Rome, they provided the people with bread and circus to keep them docile or occupied or whatever the other
while they
words
were
are.
Feeding them to the lions.
Yeah, and what was it, Nero or whatever, Caesar was laughing while the doggone the city's burning.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know which one. Was it Nero or Caesar that laughed whenever Rome was burning to the ground?
Nero, wasn't it?
Yeah, probably. Either way, we got our modern-day Neros out there, and we're needing some modern-day heroes, and the modern-day heroes is the average Joe paying attention and not flying
off
the handle.
Yes.
Because
we are the only heroes.
And when you're in panic mode, it's hard to get a grip on what's going on. And if all heck breaks loose, it isn't the government I'd fear as much as the people. Because if you look at what happened during certain events, such as even going back to the Y2K, the moment that propaganda come out and they said all the computers were going to crash, and even during the 9/11 incident, the moment those towers were hit, you should have seen the lines. I'm sure most of you probably did see the lines at the fuel station, because everybody knows oil comes from overseas. Nonetheless, we got some here, but everybody knows that, so they're rushing to the gas station. Everybody's in line. The average Joe's arguing with each other who cut in line to get fuel in their car, because they were in fear that they wouldn't be able to get food or fuel for their car.
They were ramming cars out of lines. Yeah. They were pulling people out of cars and beating the crap out of them. I mean, it was crazy.
Same thing happened during things like natural disasters like Katrina or whatever. You know, all the different ones where people were rushing to the grocery stores, buying everything that they could because they in fear that they weren't going to get anything. And these chaotic events like this are money-making scenarios for not just the stores, but the bankers, the insurance companies. They don't care if you burn down your own community. What they will do when you burn down your own community is they will take the insurance money and they will move somewhere where you ain't. They will move because you've already set a precedence that you are willing to burn down their business in your own community because you're angry and now you're out of a job. There are places in Kansas City, Missouri that to this very day never recuperated from the riots that occurred down there.
Right. Yeah, who does it hurt? Yeah. Who does it hurt? What are we doing to each other?
How are
we profiting from this? How are we profiting from the anger and the hate and the bigotry and the racism we're putting on each other?
Yeah.
You know? Let's ask that question. Exactly what are we promoting?
The government does not care about your protest because the government had been infiltrated. They don't care about your protest. They like your protest because it makes some money. You got a privatized prison system full of people, some of which shouldn't even be in jail. You got all kinds of insurance companies involved in the situation. Everything from the Drug Administration, which whenever there's riots, there's people get hurt, there's medical bills to be paid, there's insurance claims to be got, and not to mention the advertisement on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, Fox News, and all the different mainstream medias, and even some of the lesser known mainstream medias, even newspapers or whatever, they make money because the doggone stuff sells, the whole drama of everything. Everybody wants to watch the soap opera, they want to know what's coming next, and so they tune in, and these people are getting paid every time you protest. They bring the cameras out there, and if they like your agenda, they will make you look good. If they don't like your agenda, they will make you look bad or stupid or whatever. They have been manipulating the people for so long that the people are blind to it. And it's crazy. You're being indoctrinated in schools. You're being manipulated by your media, and then you're turned around and taking all that pre-prescribed information that has been basically put out to you in the form of propaganda, and you're turning it on each other. You are your own worst enemy. That's it. We the people...
We're each other's worst enemy.
That's it. And if you burn down your own community, the jobs ain't coming back. Unless you start a job there yourself and you start a business. How hard is it to start a business these days? It's really hard because of all the red tape and regulations that the people who are already on the top have put in place. When I own a company that I sell drugs, I want to lobby Congress to not allow anybody to say anything about alternative medicines because I want to sell my drugs and I want to sell them to you. And I don't want to cure your disease. I just want to mask the symptoms so that you're all happy and you think it's done a good job. But then you'll come back and buy some more for when you start feeling bad again. Now, an alternative could take and wipe my business out. Because if somebody said something like hemp seed oil would cure cancer, I'm not selling any more chemotherapies or drugs that are involved in curing cancer. Well, not curing it, but basically prolonging the misery of a poor individual who I'm going to milk for every penny I can get until they finally die. Yeah, I don't care if they're dying. As long as I get that money and that insurance before then, that's how the system is. And Stephen said it was Sung Tzu, Art of War. And if you ain't read that, you need to go read it, because the guy was he was brilliant as far as doing battle with people. The Chinese know it, the Russians know it, the Americans know it, all the military industrial complex, they know the tricks and the tactics, and they use those same manipulating tactics on we the people. And everything that George Orwell wrote in that doggone book and Paul Harvey said in 1965 and all the prophecies from all these different religions or biblical texts are all coming to pass, and you're seeing them right now live, front row seat, every one of you. And the only way to get through this mess is for you to come together and be united, just like that grasshopper was telling them. When those ants find out that they outnumber us 100 to 1, our way of life is over. See, they were getting them ants to give them food, and so they didn't have to work. They had to work their ants to do it for them. You've been giving the government food. You've been feeding the beast with your tax money, your blood, sweat, and tears. And they use every kind of trick under the sun in order to keep you constantly divided because of your color, because of your religious or your sexual orientation, or whatever kind of tag that they can put on you to get you arguing back and forth amongst each other while you're over there distracted. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Snively Whiplash has his hand in the cookie jar. That's the way
exactly.
The world turns.
And he's tying you to the railroad track.
That's right. That's it. That's how the world turns, right there.
Hey, you, Barry.
So.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and good morning.
How you doing, Barry?
How you guys doing? Oh, just had my second cup of coffee. Listen to you guys talk, and a lot of your thoughts are resonating with me, of course.
We're trying to point out some words of wisdom so that the average Joe can step back and get the big picture before they start attacking one another, because that's what these folks want. They want us fighting. They want a civil war. They want World War III, because they actually got the craziness in their mind to believe that they could survive it. When in reality, they ain't got their physics or their facts straight. They're not going to survive it. If they ever bring about, if they bring about a civil war in the United States ain't never going to be inhabitable again. If they bring about World War III, you might as well just kiss goodbye, because the rest of the scene is going to play out in the ugliest fashion possible, and it will take divine intervention at that point in the game to save any trace of humanity. And so
I couldn't agree with you more. Because if they start dropping nukes around the planet, guys, the effect on the Earth itself, we could talk about that for an hour. But the bottom line is that it will trigger catastrophic events all around the planet. Not just the nuclear bombs, but the fault lines that are going to move from the movement in the Earth. We're going to see a cascade of events that will basically wipe out life on the planet. There wouldn't be life on this planet after World War III, and I agree with you 100% on that statement, which is, but you know, really, what we're seeing right now is the tactic of divide and conquer working on all 8 cylinders. We could talk for an hour about divisions they've implemented in our society incrementally over the last 30 or 40 years. We now have infighting in countries like I've never seen before. In Canada now, we have an example of that, where we got Alberta and BC basically going to war with each other over a pipeline that the federal government has jurisdiction over. This pipeline was approved over a year ago, went through some of the most rigorous environmental studies in the world. I am not a supporter of pipelines. But at this
particular point... Are you talking about the Keystone?
The Trans Mountain. Now, there's been lots of controversy on this, and I've listened to both sides of the argument extensively. I understand how fragile our environment is in British Columbia, and what a major oil spill would do to the coast. But on the other side of the argument, we also have an economy right now. Until it goes to a different form of economy, until our economy isn't based on petrol dollars, we're looking at basically shutting Canada right down economically.
Well, they're doing that on purpose.
I know that, Patty. I see exactly what this government is doing. I mean, we could get into talking about what Trudeau's done to Canada in the last 2 years. He's basically destroyed this country.
And it's going to take
years
to
repair the damage.
Let me point something out important that people need to recognize, that these folks that are actually up there pulling the strings and pushing for all these different pipelines and stuff like that, they're not concerned about the environment. They don't care about global warming or climate change like they tell you, nothing like that. They are concerned about the power structure and the bottom line, which is whatever dollar is the most powerful at the time, that's what they're caring about. And so,
well, these pipelines also, these companies, when these pipelines leak, do you know what happens? These companies get paid. They get paid. They have insurance. They never lose a penny.
Yeah.
The ground is destroyed. The land is destroyed. The waterways are destroyed, and they continue to make money. It's why here in the U.S. you have a pipeline that will leak for months and months and months, while the people, they go to their systems and they say, we've got to stop this, and the system drags their foot. Because it's all a banker's tool, banker's game.
Yeah, it's a really wide topic to talk about, Patty. Because you know, I love my land, I love the environment, and I don't want to see it destroyed. And what I would really like to see this government do is focus their attention on alternatives that are out there now and get away from fossil fuels. But basically, if this is shut down, which I'm really kind of sitting on the fence. I don't want to see people suffer, you know, extensively. I don't want to see my country economically destroyed, which is going to, I mean, there's another bill in front of our parliament right now called Bill C-69. The government's brought in five major bills here in Canada in the last 2 months, and what they've done, guys, is they're basically making it almost impossible for us to rally and stand up against these bills and get people informed about what's inside these bills. They're ramming them through at an incredible rate because they have a majority in Canada. The good news is I'm just telling you, I was just going to finish what I was going to say, but go ahead, Jesus.
All right, look,
we know the agenda.
One thing, though, because it goes into what you're saying, but when they're always telling us about our economics, our economy being destroyed, there's two separate economies going on here. And it's the economy of the people that they're always threatening. But the banker's economy, it never is in jeopardy. Do you see what I'm saying? Like back during the housing crisis, when that bubble burst, there were people that made money hand over fist, because not only did they get to get paid for the crash there, but they got to foreclose on the properties, and they got to resell the property, so they get paid by insurance, because every single property sold in the United States is insured. And so if somebody they don't pay their mortgage, they get paid for that property. The property's paid off. Then, when they foreclose on them, they can sell them again. So during that housing crisis, it was the average Joe who got ripped off. It wasn't the banks. The banks made out like a bandit because they got three times the money that they would have normally got for that same piece of property.
Well, let's inject a little logic here that states that we know, and we've known for decades, that petroleum is not the way to go. And here we have the replacement for petro. We have the replacement. Where is the money being invested in it? Oh, it's not. Well, if we want to create a state, a nation that is sufficient and self-sufficient with its own energy, we have the means to do that, and we have the people who can do that. We have the infrastructure to be able to revamp all of this, but it's not being done. We're still stuck on the oil pipeline. We're still stuck in the oil. Why is that? Is it because there's not enough money? Oh, I don't think so. Is it because there's not enough of the people saying we want change? No, that's not it either. What is it? What is the reason why we're still stuck in the oil industry? Let's ask that question. There's no reason to be here. None whatsoever. We have the technology to be able to be free from petrol. We've been that way for decades, yet nobody's doing it.
I agree, Patty, but the normal Joe depends on that oil industry, that petrodollar, in one way or another, to take his paycheck home. And until society can be
offered... That's saying that you depend on the system to give you a life. And as long as you depend on that system, you will not have a life. So changes have to be made. Sacrifices have to be made.
But to get the common Joe to understand that, it's like you're banging your head sometimes against the wall. Because they're so entwined in the system that they still believe the system, and I run into this all the time, that, you know, that the government really wouldn't be doing anything sinister. Some people just cannot grasp the concept of the levels of corruption in our government until you get over that somehow, get over that hurdle.
Then again,
they're stuck.
That's a misnomer because people know their governments are corrupt. They're up in arms right now about it. They're fighting each other over their corrupt governments all over the globe. So you can't say that. We know our governments are corrupt.
But I'm saying
why are we still telling them or listening to them when they tell us this is the way it has to be? They're corrupt. We know it. They're not in it for us.
I agree. People hear about corruption in government, but they don't realize the depth of it, Patty, is what I'm trying to say. They really don't get exactly what is going on. Sure, they hear about scandals and they hear about this, but they've heard about that all their life. They're kind of conditioned to accepting corruption in government. But the level of it now that we're seeing, people still don't kind of grasp it. That's what I'm trying to say.
There's a phrase that Stephen Gibbons, he's brilliant, I'll tell you what. We were talking about Latin terms earlier. There's a Latin term called cui bono, and it's basically a rhetorical Latin legal phrase used to imply that whoever appears to have the most to gain from a crime is probably the culprit. And that's what the people need to recognize. Instead of attacking each other for just something as simple as information, you need to know, when somebody told you that information, what do they stand to gain from that information? You see what I'm saying? Because what we've been told from all different directions, from everything from conspiracy theories all the way down to even factual informations or whatever, all the information presented to us for us to be able to make our informed decision whether like we do go to war or we don't go to war, who stands to gain from that? And you can follow the money trail all the way back to the same characters in time each time because they've been doing it for long enough that they got families who have inherited the fortune and the empire, so to speak.
What do we have? What tools do the people have to change every bit of this? Do we have the tools? I think we do. What is it that we need to do?
One of which is what we're doing right here, is to inject some words of wisdom out there to people to not panic or treat each other poorly and to develop networks and use whatever systems that we can to get the truth literally to the surface. You know,
that's right.
At this stage of the game, truth is subjective to the honesty of the teller, and afraid that the mainstream media isn't the teller of the truth because their track record stinks. And our government, the system itself is not what's bad, it's the infiltration of what would have normally been a fair, decent system to where the United States was set up as a representative republic. And now you got actual presidents.
The system is wrong.
And governments, officials that come out and they call us a democracy, which essentially is mob rules. We're not a democracy, but they use that term democracy so loosely that everybody out there thinks that we're a democracy when in reality we're not. We never were a democracy.
The system is wrong. The system was not built for us. The system was built to control. There's nothing worthy in this system. We can do better.
Well, I'm sure
we
of that as well.
Did better before these systems were put in place. The cure is not revamping a system that can't be revamped. We have to step completely away. Look, we talk about sacrifice and oh my gosh, if things fall down, how we're going to suffer and everything. Do you think we're not suffering now?
Yeah.
Do you think that we're not dying by the millions? Do you think we're not being fed illness from our systems that are set up right now? We are. There is plenty enough suffering to go around for everybody. What we need to do is decide what sacrifices are we willing to give in order to change this, because we cannot do it. We cannot just flip a switch and have it hunky-dory and everything's going to be all right. It doesn't work like that. We actually have to be willing to sacrifice in order to promote what we want. And in order to sacrifice, we have to be willing to accept the fact that it's going to be rough. It's going to be hard. It's going to be taxing on each and every individual. But the great news about this is that we have the ability to turn toward each other and make this worthwhile. We turn toward each other and create the system, a new system, a system outside of government, a system outside of control. We have everything we need. Shaziz, every Saturday you come on the radio and you talk about energy systems. You create energy systems. There are hundreds of thousands of people just like you who do the same.
Yep.
There are people working in every aspect of society, in the health, in the educational, in every aspect. We have it covered. But what we don't have is unity of purpose.
Unity.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And if there was ever a time in history, now's the time. That's it. That's as plain as simple. And if you ask Big Daddy Government for permission, you're not going to get permission. Flat out.
No, you're not.
You need.
But we don't have to ask him, because we are the system. As soon as we decide we're not going to be part of it anymore, this system cannot survive. It cannot survive without your blood, your sweat, and your tears.
That's right. It cannot.
Mm. Well, on the bright note, there's tens of thousands of Canadians that now have sent notices to the Canadian government that we will no longer pay income taxes while Justin Trudeau is our Prime Minister. And I've looked at the numbers, and it's huge, and people are jumping on board. Yeah, it's a nationwide movement. I'll tell you, you know, we all know sitting here right now that something's going to happen in our society in the near future that's going to change things. We all know that. We can't put our finger exactly on what it's going to be, but we know we're sitting on pinnacles. But in some bright news in Canada, always not lost. And I agree with what you said earlier, Patty, that people are waking up, but it's getting people unified. That's what I see is the monument, because you're right, people do know something's wrong, but like I said earlier, I don't think they really grasp the depth of exactly what we're fighting right now.
Well, they don't know where to turn.
The outcome,
they don't know where to turn, Patty, because we're fighting so much.
That's what I hear from people. That's what I hear from people. I hear this all the time with people I'm having conversations with. They said, well, I'm just one guy. What can I do? People are freaking, some of the links I'm sending to people now about what's going on in our government, I have people just freaking right out because they're not aware. The course is not being exposed. But what I'm trying to say is what we hit on earlier is something. We need a unifying cause. Now, I've thought about this lots. How can we unify everybody under one unifying cause that would get people to stand up in mass and say, we've had enough? There's a couple things we could discuss, and that's something I'd like to throw at you guys. What would be a unifying cause worldwide to make people realize that the system in place is absolutely destroying everything that's crucial and vital to them and the future of their children right now as we speak? And that would be, of course, the destruction of the planet. We can talk about political, all all day long. We know that's happening. We know these people don't care about our planet. We know the corporations have destroyed our planet. What would be the unifying cause to get people to really understand that this particular time in history is critical, that we don't have another generation to address these issues? If we don't address these issues now and stand up, that our children are going to be cursing us in our grave. And I hate to say that, but it's true.
Well,
your thoughts, what would be a unifying cause?
Ultimate thing for people out there listening in to recognize and take to heart is that with every one of these scenarios, what they call a false flag scenarios or whatever, it's the public response they want. And so the outcome is always determined by the way that the public responds to any given scenario. So if you respond as they predicted you will respond in panic and battling each other, then they win. If you respond like Patty's trying to say, and we already have in place a system in case the government fails in its task of whatever, then we are, when the stuff hits the fan, like what happened in Katrina, it was people, the average Joe, who went in there to feed and take care and give first responder treatment. It was people that were there on the scene first. It was people during every tragedy that came together to help each other out, put their own lives and their own fortunes in jeopardy just to help somebody who was a total stranger, because that's what people do. So if from this point on you want a unifying cause, the unifying cause would be a what if scenario. What if all heck break loose? What would I do? You know, there are people out there who say, well, I ain't stockpiling nothing. I'll just wait till everything breaks loose and I'm going to go out and take what I want. Those are the people that are the problem. Those are the same people who run the government today. Those are the people in the dark corners of every secret black ops or government agency, CIA, NSA, all the ones that are spying on you are the ones that say they're going to go out and take what they want. They put it into the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act that during a time like this that the government can come in and seize whatever necessary resources that you had in your own possession, your own privately owned land, your own privately owned food stock, your own privately owned vehicles. The government has the power under that in order to take that away from you when they need it. So they did exactly what those people who are the average Joes said that they weren't going to stock up. They'd just wait for everything to break loose and then they would take what they want. So the mindset...
Well, we have to be... We have to be realistic. We have to realize that if we do unify, that there's going to be pushback.
Oh, sure.
And how do we
respond
stand against that pushback? Well,
exactly.
I have a way to do that. It's a grassroots way. It's moving into your community. Start talking to people. Make flyers on free energy, make flyers on community coming together and creating holistic systems that operate within that community, strengthening communities where you live. I mean, we're on the internet and we're reaching all these people, but it's more or less like an echo chamber, because the people that we really need to reach are the people not listening. And they want solutions. They need solutions because they're suffering. And we have solutions. We need to move outside of this echo chamber and start talking to our neighbors in our communities, going to the churches, going to the community centers, knocking on your neighbor's door, and start, make flyers, show them, look, we have the ability to do this. We can do this. We have, I used to say this a long time ago, if you went into your neighborhood of, say, you picked 12 houses and you knocked on them and you gave them a piece of paper and said, do me a favor and write down what skills you have and let me see your paper. At the time that you received those papers from those 12 houses, you would have enough to create your own society in skills. So we don't need a monetary system. We need a unified community that is working toward the same goal. And we can get outside of this political arena just by knocking on that door and saying, you know, we can make it to where you can have enough food to feed your family and it can be healthy food. We can make it to where you don't have an electric bill, and we can do this together. We can create this within our communities. We have to realize that until we, the people, each individual, starts being active in our own communities. You're saying, Barry, that in Canada, there are people rising up, they're not paying taxes. They see the worth in that. They see that there is something they can change that will better themselves. Yes. The reason why they're doing that, is because they have been put down so long they can't go any further. This is a desperate measure on their part. They were pushed into this. They didn't willingly walk into there. It was the circumstances made it to where they felt they had no other choice. Well, this is where we're at with everything else. We have no other choice. We cannot fix a system that is made to do what it's doing, but we can create our own system that is made to help us, to keep us healthy, to provide us with energy. We have everything we need.
You know what we need, really, seriously? We need one of those, we need a group of individuals to get a book for dummies kind of thing going on.
Yes.
Which simplifies all the options available to every single problem out there. So everybody out there of like mind, if you guys gathered together and started compiling a list of problems and solutions, and put this in a pamphlet form, small, easy to read, that kind of deal, and we started putting these out to our neighbors and saying, look, this is what they say is the problem, here's the solution right here, what do you think about it? And at the bottom of it, have a little survey dang down there, if worst case scenario, what kind of talent could you offer to the community in order to be able to help out? Like, every community has somebody who can weld, an electrician or a plumber or a roofer or painter or so on down the line, even cooks and musicians and stuff. If you knew that these people existed in your community and that during worst type scenarios they were of like mind and they would be willing to gather together to, you know, ensure that nobody panics, everybody stays calm, and everybody organizes in a peaceful manner and keeps things going, you'd be surprised. There are communities out there that when everything else in the world has gone crazy, they're doing just fine. The Amish communities don't get involved in current affairs and stuff like
that. Exactly.
They still go along. While there's wars going on, they're still going along. They're still farming.
They're thriving.
Yeah. There you go.
So, you know, this is the thing, is that we have the ability to thrive. We do. We have everything we need. We are so brilliant. Our minds, it's amazing to me that we have this much brilliance within our communities, and it's wasted on this fear and this hate and all of this when we don't need any of it.
Well, I go online all the time. I look at these gaming sites and the population and the amount of people and young people that are spending their days and nights playing online games, and I look at that mechanism and exactly what it's done to our younger generation. And boy, oh boy, it's working perfectly for them. Turn us into a viral world where people don't interact with each other anymore. You're right, Patty. The most important people are going to be the people living right next door to you. And we see none of that connection in society anymore. Yet when I was a child, it was there. So they've effectively taken it out of society, and it's put us where we are today, and it was put there for this particular time.
Well, imagine if way back in history, when Paul Revere made his supposed famous ride, if nobody listened. And so we need a lot of modern day Paul Revere's. But the phrase would be the one world government's coming or something like that. I don't know, man. I like
instead of worrying about the government, we need to do just what you said, Shaziz. Put a book together, put a flyer together, put a CD together, and just start handing them out solutions to today's problems.
Options.
I did that the other day. I printed out.
Call it.
I'll tell you how
options available.
Yeah, that actually worked up really effectively, Patty, because the other day, on Tuesday this week, I printed out about 400 copies of Bill C-75, and what we put on this flyer was the new laws we're bringing in opposed to the existing laws now in the Criminal Code of Canada. And what this bill does, guys, believe it or not, it reduces penalties on the most heinous crimes in our society. And some of the reductions in penalties for jail sentences range from anywhere from 5 to 10 years. A sentence that was getting you 15 years mandatory in Canada. Example, kidnapping a child, blah, blah, blah. Acts of terrorism, producing explosives. The list is unbelievably long of the reductions in sentences against the most heinous crimes in our society. But then if you look at the list and really study it closely, you'll see that every reduction in sentences on crimes would be crimes directly related to Islamic doctrine. I'm pointing this out because what the government has done effectively is they are protecting terrorists with all this new legislation brought in.
Because they need the chaos.
Yep, that's what I was about to say.
Of course they do. Of course they do. But you know what, Patty? I passed these flyers out to guys in the coffee shop that spent a lot of their time talking about hockey. And I gave it to them. I said, guys, take a look at this. And I left it. And the response I got was overwhelming.
Well, that's good.
Unbelievable anger. But you know what? The normal person, because of what's going on in our government, has no idea what the government is doing. Because I said earlier, they're running through legislation after legislation after legislation at light speed. Some of this stuff they're passing through is absolutely barbaric, and the Canadian public isn't even fully informed on it. Of course, it's not talked about on our corporate media stations. None of it is exposed. None of the negatives are exposed, which is absolutely a sham in our society. But that's what's happening in Canada, guys. So,
all right.
You got your problems, we got ours. Everybody's got the same problems. The same thing being played out everywhere.
Doesn't
matter where you.
We gotta get going. We definitely got a lot.
What
of
I just got here? Sure.
Yeah, we got a lot.
Yes.
You should got here earlier,
talk.
Man. Hold on, I'll give you a chance to, before we get out and we go around the circle. But listen, I only got to address two things real quick, because first off, Anon8369 in there said, laugh out loud, I'm working on energy system right now as you speak, and Stephen told him to join us on Saturdays. Yeah, join us on Saturdays for the Mad Science Show, because I really want to hear what you're working on. Maybe I got some ideas I can help you with. And in the TCT chat room, May said, I have a skill set. Everyone in my small village of 300, most elderly, retired, and kids and disabled, very disillusioned, but can be workable. Yeah, even in that type of scenario, you've got probably a town of friends close by you that you could also recruit to come in and help you out in worst case scenario. So if you guys gather together and you build a worst case scenario crew, and you got somebody in that who has a skill set in just about every deal, I'm sure in every single community, and even in your neighboring communities, you could get together with like maybe a monthly meeting or something like that just to discuss what would we do if, you know, what solutions are available, options available, and then pass that book around that Patty was talking about, and I was talking about building, and Barry's already done a version of in his community. And so that gives people some sort of, information right there available. These are things that are available. If you are against fossil fuels, there are all these energy potentials available. So we're not without hope. We're not without options or, the technology. I keep saying this. And I hope people finally end up letting it sink in. We have every single piece of the puzzle necessary to resolve every single issue under the sun, with exception of one. And that's getting the people together. And the only way we can get the people together is people in their own community, on a grassroots level, just like Patty just explained to everybody, from a grassroots level, not asking the man for permission, but getting together with your neighbors and showing them the solution, showing them the options. Bring them here, have them have a conversation with us, you know. Tell them to throw their worst at us, because we've already seen and talked about the worst. We got solutions for the worst. They are and have been available all this time, but the power structure that is in play right now doesn't want that. It's the whole order out of chaos thing. It's the whole being able to stay in power by having the money to be able to manipulate people's lives on a regular basis. It's the people at the bottom that always suffer the price. They always bear the burden. It's the people at the bottom who always end up being the ones on the battlefield fighting the man's war. Now is the time to send the man to war. If the people of the armchair generals in the media want to advocate for war, then they should be the first ones to run into war. They should be the first ones on the battlefield, because they're the ones advocating for it. So when it comes to us, we the people, we have a whole lot more power than you can possibly imagine. It's just we have to choose with our free will to exercise that power and raise our voices when necessary. So with that said, it's time to go around the table and everybody get the last say in so we can get up out of here. Who wants to go first? Patty?
Well, I'll go first. And, you know, you are the person you've been waiting for. Yep. You are the solution to what we have. And there's something here I want to read out from your chat on Shazoo's radio. And it's from Buzzacino. How true, how beautiful. At the end of life, what really matters is not what we bought, but what we built. Not what we got, but what we shared. Not our competence, but our character. And not our success, but our significance. Live a life that matters. Live a life of love. And here we are in a time of peril. You cannot deny it, no matter where you are. We, the people, are under the gun. We, the people, are living in systems that are killing us on purpose, not by mistake, not because the people in power have just not thought it through, because the people in power have made it so. But here's the truth of who we are. We are that system. We are that government simply by our acquiescence to their laws and their rule. Only we make it go. We've always made it go. We sit and we protest, but we still support it. That's where we go wrong. It's time we started supporting each other. Turn our backs on this system. It is not our system. Why would we want to support something that harms us? Why would we want our children to grow up in these systems? There's no reason, is there? Then why are we here? Because we have yet to walk away. And there will be sacrifice. Always there's going to be sacrifice. But what do we have if we continue in the system? And what do we achieve if we walk away from it and turn toward each other? We are the only cure for what ails us. We, the people, on a global scale, we need to unify. We need to come together. We need to stop looking at each other as if we're the problem and start looking at each other to see that we are the solution. There's only one way to go. There's only one way to go. We're here at the final mile. They're almost at their finish line. And we're carrying them there on our backs.
Oh, yeah.
And we need to drop them. And we need to create our own finish line. And we can do this. We really, truly can. I wouldn't say this if I didn't think it were true. I know that we have the ability to come out of this. I know that we have the solutions that take us to the next level of who we truly need to be. In a world of abundance, in a world of benefit, we are the cure that ails us.
Yep.
I love you guys, and thank you so much, Shaziz, for having a show where we can come on and discuss these issues openly, where we can come on and say the things that we say and try to reach the people and find these solutions. I think that your idea is brilliant, and we need to start working on that. We need to start putting these things together, and I thank you so much. Love you.
Well, it's an honor and a pleasure, and everybody's voice needs to be heard. That's why we do what we do. So with that said, and thank you again there, Patty, and I don't know where Barbara or Two Dog went, but I know they always have some words of wisdom, but they're busy as well. So with that said, Barry, you got some words of wisdom to share with everybody real quick?
It's hard to carry on after Patty talks like that, because she really resonated along with my thoughts. But, you know, what kind of comes down to this with me is that I'm fully aware of what's coming for our children in the future. And it's kind of my driving force now in my life. When I see what's coming and I'm aware of it, I'm going to do what I can to educate people and get people aware and put ideas and solutions in front of their heads, in front of their faces, so that we can grasp them. I don't know what's coming in the future, but I got a pretty good idea, and it's not good. So me, it's kind of like I said earlier, our children are going to curse us in our graves if we don't become active and don't stand against this and don't implement these ideas. I honestly believe that. I mean, I don't want my children cursing me, so I'm going to do what I can do.
Well, that's why we're here, brother. And folks, you've heard it.
Love right you, Patty.
Right here on the Knights of the Round
Love
Table.
Love you, Barry.
And on the Mad Science shows on Saturdays and Sundays, folks, you are the base of the pyramid that's holding up the capstone. You are the one supporting the beast that's eating you alive. And the miracle, like Patty said, the miracle you've been waiting for, if you want to see that miracle, go look in the mirror, because my God, our Creator, or whatever you think, my God didn't make no trash, only made treasure. It made you unique, the individual. There's nobody else like you, the individual. And the power that you got with your spoken word and your actions and the things that you could accomplish in your own communities to let your light shine and help to inspire others to do the same. Those are the missing pieces of the puzzle that we need to come together in order to get the big picture of what humanity really could be. You know, the best way to glorify my God, as far as I'm concerned, is to take all my best skills and all my best talents and become the best that I could possibly be, even if it all comes to a screeching halt in some sort of cataclysmic terror or troubles and trials and tribulations. Nonetheless, while I'm here, because I don't know the day or time, and I'm going to do the best that I can, because I got love in my heart, just like my Jesus said to love my neighbor, love my brothers and sisters. That's what I do. That's the lifestyle I lead. That's why the Shaziz Radio Network is here. That is why the microphone is open to you, and that's why I keep on asking you. The only thing I will ever ask of you is to, if you are inspired by any words that you hear on this radio show, to copy that link, paste it, take the podcast, chop them up, take the best of the best, and put them out there for other people to be here, to be inspired, to have hope that we are not helpless against this terrible thing that we're seeing unfold before our very eyes, and that there are options available. If we, the people, become united in our own way, without some sort of one world banner or government or whatever, just a we the people concept that we're going to take care of each other during troubled times, you would be surprised at what we could accomplish if we really set our mind to it, because our Creator gave us so much and asked for so little in return, nothing more than for us to get out there and do something. To get out there and create and take care of one another. Be caretakers. That's it. We got, look what we've been given. A beautiful earth that has been squandered. Resources that have been squandered. Each other that has been squandered. We treat each other poorly on a regular basis. When the only times we treat each other good is during times of tragedy, then it's sad because the rest of that time was wasted, and the children that are coming up after us are seeing that trend. And until they figure out that the best way to break those chains, those bondage of despair, is to not repeat the mistakes that we did. And I'm like Barry, I don't want my children cursing me in the grave because when it was time to speak, I kept my mouth shut. That's not what my Creator said in my heart to do. My Creator said in my heart to come out here and try to at least reach out to the people. There was a story about a man in a book. When God was getting ready to tear this place down because of its evil, He said, if I go in there and I find this many good people, will you spare the city? And even negotiated, what if I only go in there and find this many? Would you spare the city? And we all know how the story played out. But nonetheless, I'm reaching out to you because you're the miracle that I've been waiting for. I'm the miracle that I've been waiting for. And I'm going to take every bit of words that are inspired in my heart to send out there to try to put us on a path that is, at the very least, less painful than what we've had to contend with. Folks, you've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table. You got a lot of love coming from these people on this panel, the people in the chat room, pouring out to you in hopes that you will be inspired enough to share the information with your brothers and sisters around the world. That's what we do here. Take care.
Was that ant that stood up to me?
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh, one ant. Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this? You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Old woman!
Man!
Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh! How'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would
feel... Please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What? I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system. Help, help, I'm being repressed.
Bloody peasant.
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance whenever we're able. We do routines to call the scenes to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more mid-able. So many times we give and rise that our quiet dancing able. We're off so mad in Camelot. We sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Sir Fizz the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table.